That's just what posh people do. Jasmine Vertels, it's a pleasure. I'll meet you for a mince pie and some posher little champagne later. Jasmine Vertels is finance expert and consumer journalist for moneymagpie.com. Thank you very much indeed. I do think that's a fascinating story. I'm delighted to be joined by John Holmes. Now, I have to ask you my last two stories. Do men or women do the most housework and chores in your household? And do you ever get your food at Aldi or Lidl?
The first question I will answer with a, I find ironing very therapeutic.
I hate ironing.
So I will do ironing without the slightest problem.
I'm trying to think the hourly rate people need to go up to not to ever have to iron anything.
School uniforms. I get to iron a lot of school uniforms.
Oh, no, okay. I do the name tag thing. That's my job.
I put that on. But I don't mind ironing. I find it quite relaxing. So that's fine. Dust, not so keen.
No, not doing the dusting.
Don't like dusting. No.
Oh, changing bedding.
Yeah, well, that's horrific.
Oh, well, that's horrific. Yeah, and in terms of it, are you a bit of an Aldi or
Aldi or Lidl? Do you know what? I've never. People keep telling me that the quality now. You were just talking about it, weren't you? I've never gone to Aldi or Lidl.
But there isn't. You're so fancy.
Well, I don't live near one.
You're
in
Harrods. This is the thing.
I live in Harrods.
Everybody just goes to their local supermarket. Don't they? What's happening on your show later?
Racism report.
I thought we were just going to say racism.
There's
going to be racism.
It's National Racism Day. I don't know if you've noticed.
I had a bit of a row about that.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's happening because the report's out now.
It is.
So we're going to be talking about that. And we've got comedian Justin Morehouse coming on.
Excellent. That's going to be a brilliant show as always. John Holmes after the 1 o'clock news. This is Talk Radio. Back at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research. Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
Upgrades are everywhere. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your wardrobe, upgrade your TV package. But will these upgrades move essential building kit across the country? It's van month this October at Renault, so why not take advantage of the best kind of upgrade for your business? And with the Renault scrappage scheme, you can swap old for new and save thousands towards the purchase of a selected new Renault panel van, including on our brand new Formula Edition range. Order by 31st December and register by 31st January 2018. Participating dealers only, business customers only. Visit your nearest Renault Pro Plus dealership to find out more. For full eligibility criteria and terms, go to renault.co.uk/van-scrappage.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after one, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, race report published. 2,000 jobs to go at BAE. And Liz Hurley speaks out about Weinstein.
Talk Radio.
The government has published an audit of racial inequality, which Theresa May has admitted makes uncomfortable reading. It highlights huge gulfs in access to health services, housing and education, which also varies based on geography. BAE Systems has confirmed it's cutting 2,000 jobs and a big blow to the UK's manufacturing industry. The country's biggest defence contractor says the redundancies will streamline the business, but unions have called the move short-sighted. Business Minister Claire Perry has just updated the Commons.
It's incredibly important, given the skills that have been built up by people in the workforce, that those are retained within the UK industry as far as possible. And that's why we'll be using the talent retention system that has been designed by my department, working with this sector to ensure that vital skills are not lost to the UK.
15 separate wildfires are burning in California, where at least 10 people have died. Thousands of homes have been evacuated, but many people are missing after roads are reportedly blocked by flames and fallen trees. A court has heard the ex-boyfriend of reality TV star Fern McCann was wearing a T-shirt with killer written across the front when he threw acid at people in a nightclub. Arthur Collins, who's also the father of her unborn child, denies the charges. IKEA says it now has more wind turbines than stores. The retailer says they're part of its plan to become energy independent. And it's been revealed disgraced filmmaker Harvey Weinstein sent a pleading email to board members just hours before he was fired from his own company. The producer, who's facing a string of sexual harassment allegations, asked for the chance to resurrect himself. Actresses Meryl Streep and Dame Judi Dench condemned the behaviour. Liz Hurley says he never behaved inappropriately with her.
Of course, we've always heard that there are, you know, predatory people in every business. I've known Harvey for 22 years. I can honestly say he certainly never asked me to massage him. Of course, if he has done those things, it's horrible.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, thank you very much.
Good.
Yes. Yes. Now, I know I've disappointed you today.
Many times.
Yeah, but specifically with the guest choice. You know. Because we were going to have two guests today, but we only got one now. Because the guest that you particularly wanted... I mean, I won't tell this to the guest that's actually coming in.
Okay.
Because he would be offended by you not wanting him but wanting the other guest. But we did... We were going to have Paul Chowdhury on.
Yeah.
The comedian. But we didn't have room for two guests. So, and because his booking came in a little bit late, we have Justin Morehouse coming in to talk about stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and I know you're not so keen. So, but only because it's fair to say that you and Paul Chowdhury have a little bit of a history, don't you?
We may have matched on a dating app.
Wow!
And I'm led to believe it is the real him.
Yeah.
But
I think it is the real him, yeah. Yeah. So, is it, but,
so I'm interested to see... I don't know whether I should say hi or not.
Yeah.
And what to do.
Yeah.
It's all a bit awkward.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know the etiquette for matching with someone on a dating app and then meeting them in a work-based situation.
Yeah. Probably don't say anything's a professional way to do it.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, I've never been on a dating app, so I don't know. Mm. How does it work? When you match someone, did you speak to him on the dating
app? Yeah, we had a couple of messages.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But then I just stopped replying.
Any particular reason? Or should we dwell on this? I don't know.
I didn't really like his chat.
Okay, fine. Thank God he's not coming in for a chat then. That would have been awful. We've probably given too much information away about a comedian. But anyway,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that. I'll try and set you
up. It may not have been the real him, but I've been told it is.
I'll try and set you up with Justin Morehouse.
I mean, I don't need setting up, John.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
All right, just trying to help.
Also, how do you know he's single?
Who?
Justin Morehouse.
Well, I don't. I don't know that Paul Chowdhury is. I don't know
anything. That could be even more awkward, though.
Hashtag awkward.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the weather?
Well, I'm here.
Okay, then. Talk Radio
National Weather. So, brightening out this afternoon with some sunshine, but rain will edge into the northwest of the UK. Highs of 18 degrees.
Lovely. Now, who's got the sport today?
Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott has got the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio. Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Wales manager Chris Coleman says he's not thinking about his future in the job, but admits there's a chance he won't continue. Their effort to qualify for the World Cup is over after they lost 1-0 to the Republic of Ireland last night. They finished as runners-up in their group to reach the playoffs. Coleman guided his side to the semi-finals of Euro 2016. His contract is up next summer. Among tonight's qualifiers, the Netherlands are set to miss out on a playoff place unless they can beat second-place Sweden by 7 clear goals. And Argentina are in serious danger of missing out on next year's finals. They need to win in Ecuador in the early hours of tomorrow morning to be absolutely sure of their place in Russia. British number two Aliash Bedene has eased into the second round of the Shanghai Masters Tennis. He beat Italy's Paolo Lorenzi 6-1, 6-4 to set up a tie with German third seed Alexander Zverev. And three uncapped players are in the Wales squad for the Rugby League World Cup. Chester Butler of Halifax, Salford's Gavin Bennion and Josh Ralph, who plays for Tweed Head Seagulls in Australia, are all in. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport, powered by TalkSport. Before that, you heard Victoria, powered by what for lunch today?
Soup.
Powered, Victoria, powered by soup. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Eating some crisps, watching Sky One. Crisps are proper telly food. No plates, no cutlery, no table. They even come in their own tidy little bag. Just lick your fingers before touching the remote. Love my crisps. Almost as much as I love telly. Crispy one, Sky One.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And we will be shortly. Seems to have been lifted from the West Wing.
No, because what's it taste like?
Because I was called a sociopath a lot after last year.
Yep, pretty much. Greatest ever programme. We've done some investigating here, and it turns out all of the words are silly stories.
Hello.
The Prince of Wales has been very much in the news, as you'd expect. That's quite presidential.
Keep what makes you drunk.
Not yet.
That's not retro enough.
Go, I'm going to make a thing.
It just puts another little spring in your step every morning.
Thank you. How do people get in touch with us?
Hi.
There. Or do the kids with a Z? Do you want to see what the granddad played?
Hangovers are history.
A boffin called Nut.
Actually, I'm bored of this project, but thanks for your money.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello then indeed, and welcome to What Afternoons Sound Like on Talk Radio. As we push news and entertainment, I mean loosely speaking, very much your way. And we're going to be pushing it out of your wireless between the hours of now and 4 o'clock. Well, I guess it's the kind of broadcasting, the radio equivalent of the unpleasant Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein unloading into a potted plant in front of a journalist in a closed restaurant. If indeed just one of the stories now emerging about him turns out to be true, which it seems they are. A lot of criticism today. We're just hearing about this in the news there with Victoria for actresses who haven't yet spoken out about his behaviour. Also actors as well, actors who've done very well out of Harvey over the years in Hollywood. Some have said, Meryl Streep for instance, that they haven't, and Dame Judi Dench, they haven't heard the rumours. Sort of arguing really with the ones that say they must have heard the rumours and... There's kind of all these Hollywood stars sort of contradicting each other, having a bit of a row behind the scenes. Never mind the new trailer for Star Wars. This is Star Wars. It's literally Star Wars. With some of Hollywood's finest contradicting each other, calling each other out over the wall of silence. Last night, of course, the new Star Wars trailer dropped. I don't know whether... That's what the kids say. I don't know whether you've seen it. A familiar story, though. I watched the trailer. A grizzled old man, all-powerful in the past, yet now in exile, and encouraging a young girl to take hold of his lightsaber. The stories are almost parallel. What's more, there's also a wall of silence coming out of the new Star Wars film. This is got to ask questions about the casting, haven't you, really? I mean, and what might have happened behind the scenes. I mean, you know, how else did something so stupid as a comedy puppet, penguin, owl, guinea pig thing get in the Millennium Falcon with Chewbacca in the trailer? There's only one way, and that's the same way that Jar Jar Binks got into the last lot of films. Hollywood is a filthy place. But it's not the fault of Jar Jar Binks or the comedy penguin owl guinea pig thing, obviously. They have been exploited by men in positions of power, and that is the real story. And in the case of this, I bet it's Darth Vader. Man in a position of power there. Always rumours, weren't there, that Darth Vader was a wrong'un. I don't know whether... Always walking around with his helmet for all to see. Hollywood is despicable. Did Harvey Weinstein's company make Despicable Me? I don't think they did, but should have. Anyway, amidst all the seediness coming out of Hollywood, welcome to Talk Radio, your clean living radio station. I'm John Holmes. It's National Racism Day, by the way. Apparently we're all racist, so we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. Plus a whole load of other stuff. Up to, but also including, today's headline hijack, which is on the way. Your chance to make up a news story. You know how it works by now. The news at 2 o'clock. Victoria has it. She'll say it with this mouth that she's got here. This mouth. That used to be full of soup not half an hour ago.
No, I haven't eaten soup yet.
I thought you'd had soup.
No. You said, what's your lunch today? It's going to be soup.
Oh, you're going to be powered by soup. Mm. Oh, good news. Anyway, if you'd like to get into Victoria's mouth before some soup, then why not? Send us a made-up news story, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you could be today's headline hijacker. There is our diversity paper review on the way. In all this talk of government audits about the diverse makeup of Britain, we've been doing our bit here on this programme since we began. And that is by getting a different diversity each and every day to review the papers for us. Today, Tara is in. She's Jewish. So there we are, ticking yet another box. We're so good at this. We have work experience punditry today. Tuesday, we bring you a roundup of new music that is out for you this week. Our work experience, Phil. Will be, is it Phil today?
Phil, yeah.
Phil, going through that. There's the big debate at three. Current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. See, all of the nations are very welcome. We take their short-form oriental verse and we adapt it to cover the news. We call it the news in haikus. It's all about the syllable count. We've also got guest action for you today. Justin Morehouse will be joining us, the comedian Justin Morehouse. Victoria's mildly disappointed by that because she wanted Paul Chowdhury, but he's coming in another day, Victoria, don't worry.
Okay.
So we won't tell Justin of your feelings, it's fine. I mean, we will. Big debate at three, did I say that already? Well, we've got that. Plus, it's World Mental Health Day today, so we're going to be talking about that as well, of course. Much more besides. So who's working on the show today? I hear you cry.
Who's working on the
show? I hear
show
you cry, today? Cry.
Who's working on the show today?
There you go. Well, assistant producer Harry is in love with Mike Parry. He's through the window there. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Harry.
Hi,
How are you, Harry?
I'm tired.
Came down from the north, didn't you?
I did.
Did your Airbnb work out last night, or did you spend the night on a bench?
Yeah.
Which of those things?
I can't say where I stayed last night, in all honesty.
He doesn't want his girlfriend to find out.
Wow!
That's not true, I'm making that up.
Wow!
But I'll tell you off air, because it is funny.
Oh, right,
with
great.
Mike Parry?
I might be. Or was it with Chloe and her new husband?
Oh. No.
Oh, right. Was it with Victoria, the soup-flavoured newsreader?
No.
Was it with Cornelius?
It wasn't, even though I offered.
Well, it wasn't with me. I'd never have him in my house. So there we go, then. There's a programme for you. I should think for a Tuesday. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Hello!
The next week you come down, Harry, we're going to make you stay at a different listener's house each night.
You're going to set it up. If you'd like Harry to stay in your house...
Oh, I'm not coming back here again.
7222. Start your message
with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message.
Hashtag homeless Harry.
Yeah, that's right. So, the big story today. We need to get to it. Of course we do. We do it with some music. What is today's big story? We are going to be discussing it in some depth, but you get to figure it out from the clues within this. It's Foles. Why does it link to today's big story? What is today's big story and how does that song pertain to it? A little bit of office-based fun for you in a lunchtime to try and figure out the clues. Artist or title could lead you there. Cornelius, you've been working on it, of course. Cornelius. Yes, no. Foles.
Foles. Well, they're horses, small horses.
Smorses.
Is it something to do with horses or horses in the news?
No.
Is it the condom-aware fingerprint tech?
In the sense of?
Numbers.
Go on.
My number sounds like my member. Which is where you store a condom.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, you're not far off.
Okay.
Because this story does involve a member of Parliament. Specifically, Theresa May MP. She's not just the MP, she's the PM as well, of course. And also, Boris is a bit of a...
No.
Anyway. She's commissioned an audit, a survey, if you will, of how Britain is racially divided. That was released this lunchtime. We have the figures. A lot of them were leaked early, so you might know about them already. The disparities within the country about employment with black and ethnic Asian people. It turns out that white children do worse at school. They're attributing all of this to race, but is it that? I mean, there are a lot more things at play here. I would posit demographics, for instance, class. But we are going to be talking about it now it's out. With a guest here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels!
Wales. Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up To Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results,
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting. Mm. And even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping. Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Friday the 13th of October. It may be unlucky for some, but not for those buying a used car at the Volkswagen used car event. With 2 years approved used warranty, 2 years MOT insurance, 2 years roadside cover and two services included on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at 6.9% APR representative. So it doesn't matter how unlucky your day is, we've got you covered. For extra reassurance on a used Volkswagen, visit the used car event at your local Volkswagen retailer from the 13th to the 30th of October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 48 months. Excludes electric vehicles. Participating retailers. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses March to June 2017, excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
An additional lane has now been closed on the M6 in Cheshire, north at 19 for Knutsford. So two lanes are out in the roadworks there because of an accident. Very, very slow on the approach to that. No change for the M69 in Leicestershire. That remains closed both ways between the M1 and the A5 after a serious accident. One lane still closed on the M42 in the West Midlands, south near Junction 6 for Coventry and Birmingham Airport. But traffic does seem to be moving a little better past the scene of that. But through Mersham in Kent, the A20 Hythe Road is still closed near the Ridgeway in both directions following an accident involving a lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
At Harvester, we believe that every day's a fresh opportunity. A chance to make more of Monday, or put some welly into Wednesday. People should live fast and enjoy a proper repast. That's dinner to the likes of us. Be thrill seekers and grill seekers. Take adventure by the hand and some ribs in the other. So get out there and wipe mud off your face, then get in here and lick sauce off your fingers. Or you could use a napkin. Let's not be animals. Harvester. There's a fresh thought.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. And yes, we are going to talk about, guess what? Today's big story. It's National Racism Day. Theresa May has organised an audit of schools, workplaces, KKK meetings to find out whether or not people from ethnic minorities are treated differently to others. Now, a cynic might say, given that the BAME community traditionally support Labour, this could be a cynical vote grab by a party who lost their majority at the last election. Hey, people of colour, come and vote Conservative. We've done an audit that tells you what you already know. And it is true that there's no new information in this. It was all publicly available. It is now just collated into one place. And what do we know? We know that black Caribbean kids are excluded from school three times as often as white British pupils. We know that more black people are sent to prison. We know that Chinese pupils are massively ahead of all other races academically at primary level. Gypsy kids do badly overall. Unemployment is highest among the BAME community. Yet white British pupils perform the very worst at school by key stage two. So, is it racism that is to blame? Which is sort of what the headlines are saying today. How do we explain badly performing white kids? Is there more to this? Is it class? Is it parental guidance? Is it different cultures? And the importance on education and so on that those cultures place upon schooling? Why are the headlines seemingly screaming racism? Or are they? Well, on the line is Rupert Myers, friend of the show, political correspondent at GQ. Are we a nation of racists, Rupert?
Well, this is one of those wonderful media questions to which there's really no straightforward answer. It's fair to say that these studies and this information tends to suggest that different ethnic communities suffer from different handicaps and different prejudices in both academia and the workplace. I don't imagine most of your listeners listening to this show are thinking to themselves, well, I'm a racist. They probably don't think they are at all.
No, they're all listening to LBC, but carry on.
I see the rivalry is alive and well. I think it's a tricky, complicated picture. But it's fair to say that people aren't getting a fair shake. And if you're a black kid, you're more likely, as you say, to be excluded.
Yeah.
If you're a working class white kid, you're less likely than an Asian kid to get great grades. It's a complicated picture. But I think I don't want to sound terribly Panglossian and optimistic about this, but I slightly shuddered at your suggestion that this was simply being done as a kind of vote grabbing exercise. I think more information and clearer information is always better. And the first step in recognizing and dealing with any problem is always to reveal it and to show the extent of it.
It seems like the so-called nasty party are suddenly doing something that could be considered nice, which is rare.
Well, it's not the first nice thing they've done. I mean, remember when Theresa May was Home Secretary, she was sort of really pushed against the police use of stop and search. I mean, she does have a track record in this area. The government has been looking into name a blind job applications and things like that, steps that try to reduce the prejudice and the discrimination sustained and felt by particular minorities.
Just concentrate on the school thing for a minute, because I think that's quite interesting in education. Because those figures are interesting, aren't they? Because, you know, if white kids, working class white kids, are doing the worst at school and Chinese pupils are doing the best. Now, I know a lot of teachers, and they all say to me, it's all about what really happens at home. We are in no way suggesting that pupils are held back in schools because of their colour, are we?
I think there must be a cultural component to it. The two major determinants in how well a child does in life are the level of education that their mother has had and their early years, nutritional requirements. So I think the extent to which they're looked after and helped at home and the comfort of their family lives is going to have a big impact. So if there is a cultural difference, if parents of a certain ethnic minorities are plonking their kids in front of CBeebies or cartoons and other parents are sort of, getting them to play the piano and having them read books and do maths, then obviously those are going to be massive differences in how they experience school. And often with children of very young ages, how they first experience school and their early academic experience goes on to dictate, if you begin class and you're already at the top of the curve because, your parents have taught you how to read and write a bit, then you're going to have a much easier and more enjoyable experience. So, yeah, I think there probably is a big cultural
difference. It seems they're saying that it's a culture and class seem to be more of an issue here than race.
I'm not sure it's possible to tell from this. I mean, I don't think that the information that's been released today would give us much of a clue as to the class component of it.
But working class white kids. I mean, that's written down. That's what it says, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. But that's just one component of this. I mean, yes. class is in some areas a big component, but you can't split up. For example, it's very hard to say where at Key Stage 2, 71% of Chinese primary school pupils are meeting standards, while only 54% of white British pupils and 13% of white Gypsy and Roma pupils. I don't want to make any assumptions about the class distinctions between Gypsy and Roma pupils and Chinese pupils. But certainly...
But you could make a class distinction there, couldn't you? I mean, you might not want to, but there is one, you know, overall in a class-based society.
I think it's more likely to be socioeconomic, because rather than class, I think what we tend to find is that it's the parents who can spend time and can afford to spend time with their children. A lot of people who don't earn a lot, have to work more than one job, don't necessarily get the same amount of time to spend reading to their kids, teaching their kids stuff. So, I mean, you might call it class. I think I'd be more inclined to call it a socioeconomic pressure.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean that kind of comes into the same realm. So I think, you know, we're kind of on the same page with that. It's interesting, I think. Looking at those figures, though, what's the surprising about the survey, I think, in some ways, is the all of the areas of life it's gone into. And you're right, it doesn't seem to be quite detailed enough, because it's kind of sweeping. I know they're calling them sweeping disparities, but the whole thing is sweeping. There's no nuance to this, it seems to me.
No, I mean, what it shows is actually we need far more granular information. I come from a family of people. My grandfather was an academic who studied socioeconomic deprivation and did it in Australia on a postcode basis, and showed that actually areas of inequality are far more layered than simply, you know, colour of your skin. Actually, it often comes down to very discrete areas of communities, you know, places where particular groups live in the community you're in. So if we're going to really tackle these problems, I think just looking across ethnic groupings is one slice of the picture, but we need to look perhaps at, you know, where these people actually live, what kind of services are in their area.
Exactly. And maybe it's wrong to attribute it, you know, they're calling it a race audit, but actually it's deeper than that, isn't it? It's an audit of, well, as you were saying, socioeconomic values, class and everything else, really.
Yes. But it's great that I don't see this as a single move. As I say again, I think it's great that the government's pushing this information out, because what it does is it creates a pressure on them and also on future governments to then do something about it, because it's all very well and good to produce this document and to have this site, but it's ammunition in the hands of campaigners, of local communities, of people whose kids aren't doing so well, to say, you know, do something about these structural disadvantages.
Do you think, final question, do you think, as many critics have said today, that it's it could lead to a grievance culture?
Oh, heavens. Well, I mean, anyone who's logged onto a social network recently, I'm sure, already knows that we're in a grievance culture. Everybody's got grievances. Some of these grievances seem to me to be well-founded.
Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks for talking to us. Rupert Myers, political correspondent at GQ there, friend of the show. Now, in the next bit of the programme, well, headline hijack's on the way. You get to make up a news story, of course. You know how it works. 87222 is
Anna. Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And there is a diversity paper review. It's all in the news, the diversity, you see, and we're doing our bit to help and have been for a long time. Different diversity. Each day, going through the papers, we're doing our bit to get the minorities into the media. Tara's with us today. All on the way, but just after 1:30, Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
An investigation into racial inequality in the UK has found major disparities in how people from different backgrounds are treated by public services. One of the findings is that the unemployment rate for black and minority ethnic people is double that of white British adults. But Munira Mirza, who advised Boris Johnson on culture matters when he was London mayor, fears the report is too simplistic.
There are many complex reasons why there are disparities between groups, and it's not always about the colour of their skin. Very often it's not, and it's certainly not always about discrimination.
The government is pledging to help keep redundancies to a minimum as Britain's biggest defence contractor says it plans to cut almost 2,000 jobs. Business Minister Claire Perry has told the Commons none will be finalised until a 30-day consultation process is finished. At least 10 people have died and more than 100 are missing after a series of wildfires in Northern California. Officials say more than 1,500 homes and buildings have been destroyed. A court has heard the ex-boyfriend of TOWIE star Fern McCann threw acid 3 times during an attack in a packed nightclub. Arthur Collins and a second man deny all the charges against them after what happened in East London on Easter Monday. And Syria's chances of reaching a first ever World Cup are over. They lost their Asia Zone playoff to Australia. earlier. The weather brightening up this afternoon, but rain will edge into the northwest of the UK, highs of 18 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
You said that with a little bit of disdain.
Because you can't stick to time, John, that's why.
What?
No, you didn't stick to time. You went 3 minutes late to me.
Well, yes, I know. But, you know, it was a, it's a big story. I covered your story. I actually, you know, linked into your story, your big story there.
Yes, about the, yes, but your job is to hit a junction and you're not
doing it. It's not really,
on time.
Is it?
Well, it's I mean, one of the
it's more
that
of a driving instructor's
doing.
Job, if I'm honest.
A time junction is what I mean.
Victoria is with us throughout the afternoon. She will bring in headline hijacking around how many minutes?
Now it's 20. Well, it'll be more than that if we're being really accurate. It'll be half an hour.
And she will be we're here with bonus news at around about 3:30 today. She brings you all that's happening in the world of minerals. It's mineral news. Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
Yes, John.
Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu!
Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
Are you prepared, dear listener, to take a punt?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
All right, cool.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03444991000. There's a telephone number. Ken has used it. Hello, Ken.
Hello, John.
Hello, Ken. Where are you?
I'm in Luton.
Luton!
We have a large community of black and Asian people.
Oh, you phoned up about that, right? Yeah, go on, carry on.
Yes, and why are we giving the lazy black kids with immigration?
Yep.
We have West Indian.
Yep.
We have Indian.
Yep.
We have Pakistanis. Yep. We have Turkish. We have everything.
Yeah.
In this. They all own houses.
Yep.
They all worked hard.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah. It was built because we'd have had an overpopulation of unemployed black people than we would of white people.
Yeah. What? Sorry. I'm misunderstanding your point, Ken. What's the actual? What are you actually saying?
What I'm saying is sometimes when these parties come out with all this drivel about ethnic minorities and white Britons and all this.
Yes.
Well, I like to teach my kids. One's as good as the other.
Well, exactly.
But no. Some people want to make it out. All these intellectuals come on the radio blurting out, oh, well, we can't get stop and search because we're black.
Yeah.
Well, how many young black kids have been killed in London this year?
Yeah, I still misunderstand. I'm just still not quite clear.
Because the reason is, we keep having these investigations into racial equality.
That's right.
But what do we want to do that? We want to get out on and tell our kids to get on with one another instead of spouting off about the equality.
Yeah, but that means equality,
you know,
doesn't
what
it?
I mean, John?
Yeah, well,
you know?
It means equality, doesn't it? If everyone's getting on with each other, that's the point of the exercise, isn't it? That's the end game, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I thought, John. But it don't happen that way because we keep having these parties coming out. You look at the round the cabinet table at their meetings in the morning.
Yeah.
Got five or six black people there.
Right.
An Asian.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about racial equality?
Well, because there's racial inequality. Presumably that's why we're talking about it. That's what the report says. That's what the audit says. It sort of says there are disparities. Now, it's not just, as we've been hearing, it's a bit more nuanced than that, Ken, in Luton, isn't it? Because it's not just about race. It's also about demographics, socioeconomic factors. Class comes into it, of course.
That's what I keep saying. But we still can't keep coming out with all, the black kids are doing worse than the white kids or the white
Well, they're not. The white kids are doing worse than the black kids. Are you just saying it should be just kids? Are you just basically saying, why are we even making the distinction? It should be just kids. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. A younger generation.
Right. Just generally.
We're trying to give them excuses not to go out there and earn a crust.
Yeah.
It's like when you come from poverty.
Yeah.
And all that, you don't have the same chances the people who are
exactly well there you go. You see, now you're talking about class and socioeconomic factors, aren't you? And demographics.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So
this is all this country spends talking about instead of getting on with a job and making Britain great again.
How do we make Britain great, Ken?
Well, boy, turn him round, put your, roll your sleeves up.
That's the okie cokie, Ken. You're missing. You're confusing the okie cokie with making Britain great. I think there.
Well, I don't know. You people in London think so, but you go up to Wolverhampton, or you go to Liverpool, or you go to Birmingham. They were the great industrial towns of that. They've all gone.
Yeah.
So that's why our kids can't get jobs. In Luton,
yeah,
in 1970, there was 7 out of 12 people were skilled. Now it's 8 out of 100.
Yeah. The skills are going. You see, that's what I think. Ken had a point buried in there somewhere. I don't think you like the audit, but you know that's fine. It is more nuanced. As we were saying, as we were hearing from Boris Johnson's assistant during that news report with Victoria, they've kind of based it all on race, but actually the whole thing is more nuanced than that. You've got to bring in class, you've got to bring in socioeconomic factors, and you've got to bring in demographics, and specifically with education in mind, you have to bring in parenting. It ain't the school's fault. The schools aren't racist. Teachers are not racist, right? What's happening is that the home atmosphere and there are various socioeconomic reasons for that is what makes the difference in a lot of these cases. But of course, the nuance of that isn't necessarily in this report. Anyway, if you've got a thought on it, by all means, get in touch. Probably with LBC, if you like, whatever. Here's the number.
Don't look at me, I don't know it.
0344 499 1000. Here's the text number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
So I don't have to ring the station, I work.
Oh, I know.
I don't have to say the number because I'm not a presenter.
Okay.
So, you know.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
It's not in front of me, so yeah. Start your message with any word you want. You've really showed me up there. Thanks for that.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to do our diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle, so your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers. Not available with any other promotions.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Eating some crisps, watching Sky One. Crisps are proper telly food. No plates, no cutlery, no table. They even come in their own tidy little bag. Just lick your fingers before touching the remote. Love my crisps. Almost as much as I love telly. Crispy one, Sky One.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on. Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delay for the northbound M6 towards an accident at junction 19 for Knutsford in the roadworks. A couple of lanes are closed there. Queues back to junction 18. The M69 is now just closed northbound, so away from the A5 towards the M1 after a serious accident involving a lorry and a van. There's delays through Slough for the A4 Bath Road. It's really busy because of an accident near the Bath Road shopping park. And signal failure in Plymouth is causing delays. Tavistock Road, the A386, the lights have failed at the Derriford roundabout, so slow on all approaches. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Harvester, we believe every day is a fresh opportunity. A chance to get out there and try something new. I taught a pug to water ski once, you could try that. And if you're going to seize the day, you should think about seizing a good meal to keep you going. Which means it's a good idea to get into a Harvester when you're going out for the day. So go on, get out there, then get in here. But leave the pugs at home, there's not really enough room for their skis. Harvester, there's a fresh thought. Book a table online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we are talking today with words and everything. There's some, though, that are... I suppose you can overword something, like a news story. I mean, there's a lot going on about this race audit today. Should it even be called a race audit? That's a question we are asking, given it brings in so many other factors. It's a World Mental Health Day today as well. We're talking about that later. The Catalan president says he's prepared to declare independence if Spain's government refused to enter talks. That could turn into civil war. He is going to speak to officially to Parliament. He's going to give them the result of the referendum, of course. It's not recognised by Spain and by Madrid. So what will happen if they impose their will on Barcelona, for instance, on the Catalan region? Does that mean that the Catalan police will side with Madrid or with the Catalan region? That could go really horribly wrong. Anyway, so that's happening. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it,
no,
John.
A lot of people can't. And we're here to help, as ever, by analysing the news using, Japanese poetry. 575, that's the syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Fairy lights bomber to spend Christmas jailed. Keep him away from the tree.
Tara is joining us to go through the papers. It is the Diversity Paper Review, where we look at all the news that's happening today through the eyes of a different diversity on each and every occasion. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, doing our bit. We're not mentioned in the government audit, and we're not mentioned for good reason. It's because we do the right thing. Each and every diversity catered for around here, and today Tara's in, and Tara is...
Jewish.
Welcome. So, where are you starting, Tara?
I'm starting in the Daily Mail. Mm. Basically... This morning, a dog walker caused alarm
right.
because he was dog walking and he passed, he was walking down the Thames and he thought he spotted a crocodile the Thames near Chelsea Harbour.
Yes.
And
Didn't glance at it more than once to realise it was a bit of wood?
I think he looked at it for quite a while.
Right.
He definitely thought it was a crocodile.
Yeah.
He thought it was a crocodile. He looked at it. But, I mean, I imagine he stared at it for a long time. Yeah.
So he,
trying to work
he
out.
Raised an alarm.
He raised an alarm.
Who do you ring if there's a crocodile?
There are crocodile alarm things down the side of the river every 200 yards.
Next to the rings.
Yeah, that's right. You just press the crocodile alarm button and they send a crocodile crocodile force.
Crocodile force. Who's always on standby.
Always. Because of the proliferation of crocodiles in the Thames. Even though it's never been a crocodile. And including this case where it wasn't a crocodile.
I bet they're really well paid as well.
I'm guessing, yeah.
So the head of the crocodile, the harbour master,
the crocodile unit,
Colin Bullock.
Right, it could go the other way around. What if you see a bullock in the water? Do you have to call Colin Crocodile? I mean, if you stare at a bit of woodgun, that looks like a bullock trapped in that water there. There's definitely a bullock. Get me Colin Crocodile on the phone.
Colin Crocodile. Sounds like a Roald Dahl
character.
Get
here quickly and make it snappy.
Yeah, good.
He came in really quickly. He was there within half an hour.
That's not that quickly. If there's a marauding crocodile, right, the job of a crocodile master is to get there very fast. But half an hour, that crocodile could have wreaked havoc.
But really? Are they dangerous?
A crocodile's dangerous, Tara!
No children swim in the Thames,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, there's no one in the Thames other than massive boats.
Yeah, well, the right-sized crocodile could take out a massive boat. And also, what if it... Crocodiles can go on land, can't they?
Oh, yeah. So, or is that an alligator?
Probably both. But either way, if there's an alert where there might be a crocodile, I want the crocodile master to be there pronto, not half an hour.
Well, how long do you want
else
him to
are
be
they
there
doing? Surely they've been waiting for this one call all their life. Yeah, sorry, yeah, half an hour's time will be...
Yeah. Just having a
well, they've got to gather the team.
They must be based in, like, East London to get across London in that time, yeah. I'd say.
I'd want them to be based on the river somewhere, you know.
Like, just on a raft.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Not a raft, a bigger boat. I don't think a raft's very good against a crocodile.
Well, I want them to deliberately be putting themselves in danger.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I went once in a... I went crocodile hunting.
Oh, that's mean.
No, it's not.
You shouldn't hunt crocodiles.
They're
endangered.
No, they're
probably.
Not. They're literally not. Right, but in like, you're talking about a raft being down in a dugout canoe, like so, i.e., level with the water, where you're sitting in the dugout canoe, which goes that level in the water, and went crocodile hunting in the middle of the night in Papua New Guinea with two tribesmen. True story, Tara.
Why?
Well, they... in yeah. Good question.
How drunk were you?
I know. It was weird because, you know, I was only trying to get to Paddington Station and I woke up in a dugout canoe in Papua New Guinea. I was very drunk. No, I was... they hunt them for food because it's in the wilds of Papua New Guinea, in the middle of nowhere, and they hunt and sell the skin to other tribes and stuff and eat crocodile meat. That's what they do. So that's perfectly acceptable. But I tell you what, once you've been in a crocodile hunting dugout with two tribesmen from Papua New Guinea, you don't forget it in a while, especially when they spear a crocodile that's in the water next to you through its head, and the noise a crocodile makes when speared through the head, as any crocodile harbour master will tell you, is it will haunt your nightmares. I'm telling you that now.
Can you do an impression?
No.
Okay.
I can't. No, that's a dog. The human voice box, the larynx, cannot replicate that of a screaming crocodile.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a bit of wood, right?
The end of the story. It was a bit of wood. It wasn't a crocodile.
No. Moving on.
Moving on. A woman... basically, her boyfriend cheated on her.
Yeah.
So, in revenge, she went to vandalise his car, she vandalised the wrong car.
The wrong car. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did she do to the car?
By name and shame her.
Well, if it's in the paper,
yeah.
I mean, unless you know her personally, and this is just an English case, don't.
Just some gossip.
But if it's in the paper, then is it someone who works here? I can think of a couple.
Christine Ann Potten.
Okay.
She tore off the rear wiper
and
a door trim, and then she kicked off the driver's mirror.
Oh, outrageous.
All repairable, though, isn't it?
All perfectly repairable.
Yeah.
A couple of £100, probably.
Yeah. Not that bad.
Should have done worse. What's the... and she just got the wrong car. That's the story, is it?
Yeah. So... She got the wrong car,
hasn't she?
She's had to pay £336.
Right.
And she's sincerely apologised because
well, it's
she's
got
not
the wrong car.
Yeah, she got the wrong car.
You know what? If it was I don't have a car, but if it were my car and someone was that angry at someone and accidentally got my car, I'd just be like, look, I sort of get it. Just pay for all the damage yeah. and apologies. I'd accept that.
I wouldn't make an issue of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, it's probably not the best way to react anyway to the person's car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd be like, oh, you're clearly upset and you're going through a tough time.
I've
but
had
then
my
this
car.
Guy went, nope, take her to court.
I'm having her in court for that. I want you to kick my door mirror off. I can't. How will I get that repaired? Well, you could just go to a garage and get this put in your... No! Take her to court. Yeah. No, I agree with you, Cornelius.
Isn't it a thing where people vandalise cars for no reason? That is a thing, isn't it?
Is it a
amongst
thing?
Some people.
I don't know.
I've seen it happen after a football game once.
Oh. There's a motive there,
I was in the away end, and I don't condone this behaviour at all.
No.
Crystal Palace's ground, Selhurst Park, watching my team, Charlton. So a lot of... we were sort of kettled in and then led down some street, and then every car... pretty much lost their wing mirrors, which I thought was quite sad.
It is sad.
The one with Crystal Palace stickers on it really didn't do well.
Oh, really?
I've seen people...
you shouldn't laugh, but...
Again, no motive, just drunkenly. Back when I was a student, just run across the roofs of parked cars in a line. You know, like start at one end of the street and run down the roof. That causes a lot of denting damage, I can tell.
But on the roof. Who looks at the roof of a car? Yeah, helicopters.
Fair enough. It wasn't me, anyway. Just so
in the car park here, it's really narrow, and I drove in once, and I drove into some was wing mirror. The wing mirror came off. No, I reversed back and it came off. So I thought if I reverse forward again, that'll just put it back into place.
Right. That's not how it works, is it?
But obviously, in doing that, then all the wires, wires started to come off.
I'm not
one of the producers on TalkSport,
right?
Who takes a lot of pride in his car.
Oh. Did you just pay for the damage then? Is that what happened?
I did pay for the damage. It was a lot of money.
Really?
So, yeah, it was a lot.
I
regret it
else.
To this day. I always think about what I could have done even now with this money.
With that money. You should have blamed someone else who uses that car. Paul Ross or something. Should have blamed anyone.
CCTV though.
Oh yeah.
I had to own. I went.
Good point.
Yeah. It was one of my first days. Oh. I had to own up.
Thank you, Tara, for coming in and looking through the papers.
You're welcome.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Remind us of your diversity.
Jewish.
That's right. So, there we go. Tara with the papers. Now, still to come on the programme, guest action. Justin Morehouse, the comedian Justin Morehouse, will be joining us to flog something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Quite clearly, there's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be bringing you the news in haikus. And we will be potentially having a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the programme today. It's like Buckaroo with a donkey, except instead of a plastic donkey, it's a snowflake. And they get triggered and run to their safe space. All will become clear if you've never heard it before. And it's World Mental Health Day today as well, so we're going to be talking about that. Lots of stuff to come between now and 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got to do headline. Hi, we need a made-up... We need someone... Shut up. We need a made-up story to go into the news next to confuse those who haven't listened to this bit of the programme. Just explaining it for the ladies and the gentlemen.
Okay.
So who has made up a story that will be broadcast as truth?
It's Joe.
Where's Joe from?
Boreham Wood.
Thank you, Joe in Boreham Wood. Joe Boreham Wood. Thank you very much indeed. Headline Hijack on the way next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with
bigger voiceovers,
more bigger sound effects.
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking, because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at vlux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got 3.6 Newton 100mm aerated concrete blocks for only 99 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just gone two. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, racial inequalities reveal. 2,000 defence jobs are on the line and TOWIE stars X in court over acid attack.
Talk Radio.
Major disparities have been revealed in how people from different backgrounds are treated by public services. The Prime Minister has been meeting members of ethnic minority groups to discuss the findings of the government's racial inequality audit, which has been published this afternoon. Alex Double has been looking through it for Talk Radio.
Theresa May admitted it made for uncomfortable reading, and she wasn't wrong. Nearly 70% of white British people own their home, compared to 21% of black African people. Black people are also paid less, with those of Indian ethnicity earning the most on average. One in four students from a Chinese background get three A's at A-level, whereas for black Caribbean pupils, it's one in 33. And despite these disparities, white British people are still around twice as likely to be receiving treatment for mental or emotional problems than other ethnic groups.
The government has promised to help keep redundancies to a minimum after Britain's biggest defence contractor announced plans to cut almost 2,000 jobs. BAE Systems says it's streamlining its operations to give it a sharper competitive edge. Speaking in the Commons, Business Minister Claire Perry promised to support workers.
This is a concerning time for those working for BAE Systems, and particularly in the run-up to Christmas. And that's why I can assure the Honourable Gentleman that the government stands ready to support fully those affected.
At least 10 people are dead and two have been seriously injured in fires in Northern California. State of emergency has been declared in Napa, Sonoma and Yuba counties north of San Francisco Bay. A court has heard the ex-boyfriend of TOWIE star Fern McCann threw acid three times during an attack in a packed nightclub. Arthur Collins was apparently wearing a T-shirt with the word killer written across the front in Dalston in East London on Easter Monday. The 25-year-old, who's also the father of Miss McCann's unborn child, denies all the charges against him, as does a second man. And Liz Hurley is among stars reacting to sexual harassment allegations surrounding film boss Harvey Weinstein. The actress, who's known him for years, says she's never experienced it, but says if true, it's horrible.
What's his name?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I forgot to write my pronunciation guide.
How would you spell it? Weinstein.
No, the way I spell it is wine, like the drink.
Yeah,
and then Steen, but yeah. Two E's.
You are right, though. It is a confusing one, because most people who have Stein...
Like Frankenstein.
Thank you. It's Stein, right?
Yeah.
I've got friends, you know, Paul Goldstein, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's always Stein.
Yeah.
So why is it Steen in his case?
I don't know. And also, because it's E-I-E-I, but it's not consistent across his name.
There we are.
So Weinstein.
Go figure that.
Would I've thought,
I think you could say it however you like.
I mean, not the first way. That was really wrong just then, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I quite liked it. Good. Thank you, Victoria, very much
the
indeed.
The weather.
There's some weather, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here we come.
So, brightening up this afternoon with some sunshine, but rain will edge into the northwest of the UK, highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Always end on a high. And now here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Wales manager Chris Coleman admits there's a chance he may step away from the job after failing to reach the World Cup. They lost 1-0 to the Republic of Ireland last night in their final group qualifier, allowing their opponents to earn a playoff spot instead. Coleman's out of contract next summer. England under-21 boss Eddie Boothroyd says players like Harry Kane and Harry Winks have shown there's a pathway into the senior squad. They're looking to keep up their unbeaten run in qualifying for the European under-21 championships when they play Andorra away from home this evening. British number two Aliash Bedene is into the second round of the Shanghai Masters tennis. He beat Italy's Paolo Lorenzi 6-1 6-4 to set up a tie with German third seed Alexander Zverev. Carl Edmund is currently taking on Wimbledon runner-up Marin Cilic in his round of 32 match this afternoon. And European Ryder Cup golf captain Thomas Bjorn says Tyrrell Hatton is the sort of fiery character that he'd like to have in his team at next year's tournament in Paris. The Englishman became the first ever player to successfully defend the Lynx Championship title at the weekend. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could Tokyo have the 2022 Olympics taken away from them? The Olympic Committee is investigating after it was leaked that the competition pool's been built with a wave machine in all of the lanes to make races more difficult for some of the swimmers. The investigation was launched after blueprints to put treadmills on the racetrack came to light.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there with the news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So I promise you hot guest action this afternoon, and goodness me, I'm going to deliver that now. And today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, comes courtesy of Justin Morehouse, comedian and man. Hi, Justin Morehouse.
I'm all right, thank you very much.
Very much. Can I, but first of all, say, by the way, in your promotional photograph for this tour that you're about to relentlessly plug,
which you've got in black and white, which is a shame.
It is a shame, because I know it's a very colourful photograph. Yeah. But you look a little bit like a different Justin. There's a bit of Justin Fletcher about you in this. Do you know Justin Fletcher from the CBBC?
Well, not only do I know him, I almost got one of his gigs the other day. Could Justin come again to turn on the lights at Warrington?
Oh, very good.
I said, what? They said, yeah, you did it. And the fee. The good. Fee was handsome.
Really? Well, I bet it was.
For an afternoon gig on a Saturday. Four figures.
Yeah, really?
And more. Yeah.
What,
Fletcher. He loved it last time, apparently. I was thinking, I cannot remember doing it.
You're right.
Golden Gate Shopping Centre or Cock Edge, I don't know which one it was.
Well, you should, I mean, now you've established that you can look like him with a little bit of paint thrown over you.
Yeah.
And a bow tie. Yeah, you should just go and do it.
It's not for the kids, though, is it? You know who's going seeing him? It's the mums.
It's the mums.
They love it.
They do love it. I find him sinister, but that's another story.
I've never seen it. I don't know what he does.
Yeah. He does the children's TV programmes, doesn't he? Justin's House. That's
he
one
does,
of them.
Yes. Is he trying to tell me to get closer to the mic?
Yeah, that's right.
You could just say get closer to the mic.
I
did this weird
mime that he did. Yeah.
He just did towards it.
It's a bit odd.
Well,
sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, say what you want.
I forget we're on talk radio. The amount of music you play, I forget that. Rock and roll show.
Last time we met, it was a different radio station, which was a music radio station.
It was indeed.
Which was Radio X.
Yeah.
I can't remember what you were flogging then.
Stop mentioning them. They're never taking you back.
I wouldn't go back there if that. Oh no, I would if they paid me. That's actually true. Yeah.
Anyway, last time I met you, it was you were about to leave there.
Yes.
And I don't think you were that happy about it. And unusually in radio, they allowed you to carry on working there, even though they knew you weren't going to be there in a few weeks.
That's right. It's weird, isn't it?
That doesn't normally happen, does it?
Not at all. No. I lulled them into a false sense of security. And I said, right, there's one last act of defiance, mm-hmm. I'm getting Justin Morehouse off. That was my final act.
Whether you want it or not.
I'm getting him on. You said you didn't want him. I'm getting him in.
Do you know what? Have you had a look at your contract for this place?
Yeah, well, that's why you're in.
You're on your way out.
You think I'm kidding? Look, what is...
I hope that's a joke, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. But you know.
We're in the middle of negotiations as we speak.
Should we get the boss in here?
It sounds like a great off-air conversation, this one.
It wasn't... it wasn't you who said the Harvey Weinwein.
Weinwein.
No, it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. No. I didn't do it. Anyway, look, what are you flogging? Let's get that out of the way first.
I'm on tour.
Yeah, of course you are.
I've got about 18 dates left. Yeah. I'm here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in Bath on Saturday.
Bath, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
On,
come on.
Bath.
Bath.
Bath. I'm in Nottingham on Thursday. Yeah. I'm all over the place. You can find out where I am. Listen, let me tell you something. Let's be dead honest.
Go on.
Do you want me to be honest with you, John?
I do, Justin, right. More than anything.
Four different types of people come see my shows.
Yep.
People who love Justin Morehouse, the brand.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Good. The people who go to any old stuff they put on at the local art centre.
Yep.
The brought...
Yes.
The ones who get brought, who don't want to come in. They're the ones I have to, they're the ones I work on. Those are the arms I want to unfold.
Yeah, of course.
And the fourth lot are the ums and ahs. Now, the people listening now are the ums and ahs. Shall we go and see him? Shall we not go and see him? Let me just tell you something, okay? I'm pretty good. Right? You've gone and seen lots of comedy. I'm actually good at what I do.
Yeah.
And I'll try and make you laugh your head off for a couple of hours. I'm not even going to pretend it's about anything or whether, what do you feel about this? I'm just going to try and take your mind off your miserable life for a couple of hours, try and make you laugh, put your wife in a good mood, because I'm talking to the fellas now.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm talking to the fellas.
Yeah. You can't just talk to fellas these days, Joe. You've got to talk to fellas, the ladies, the non-specific genders. You've got to address all of that.
Hey, listen, I am nothing if not a comedy fluffer. I am just going to get them, I'm going to laugh people into bed for you. That's what I do.
That's a kind service,
isn't
it?
That's what I do. I laugh them, because you come along, you haven't got much of your own personality.
Yeah.
A couple of drinks, I'll make them laugh. Match of the Day's not on.
Yeah.
You know, let's go for it. Exactly.
You also got to remember there are a fifth demographic that come to see you.
Okay.
People who think you're Justin Fletcher.
Exactly. I tell you, I don't want to come and see me.
Yeah.
The trip advisors. I don't want them people coming and seeing me. Sick of those people.
Why?
I'm sick of those people. Sick of people's opinions.
Just generally.
Do you get reviewed on TripAdvisor?
Yes. But via... I'm not an attraction. I'm not 38th most popular thing in Tewkesbury when I play that.
I stayed in Justin Morehouse last night, and he was very uncomfortable.
Well, he stayed in me. Let's say, hey, come on. No, I just... comedy clubs actively seek people to say... Oh, what do you think of the show? And they'll go, well, I went to theatre and it was 3 stars out of 5 because they did jokes about my grandma and she's got a bad leg.
Oh, yeah, there is that now. You've got to contend with it. That's all changed, though, hasn't it? You see, comedy, you've been doing it a while.
16 years.
Yeah, you go. So it has changed, hasn't it? Because now people do take offence at the slightest thing just because trigger warnings, they call it now, don't they?
Oh, mate.
There you go.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Sick. Do you know what? People... Roy Kinnear, I nearly said
Roy then. Kinnear.
Frank Skinner. How did I get from that to that?
I don't know.
Frank Skinner says, brilliantly, he says, you know what? Someone's parents could have been killed in a terrible road accident whilst trying to get a chicken across the road. So where do you draw the line? No comedian goes on stage and goes, right, see that bloke in the third row? I am going to talk about a very specific form of cancer that will affect his wife's uncle that he's no longer... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one's doing it.
People choose to take offence. That's the thing, isn't it? They'll just choose to do that now.
Well, I'm not sure they choose to take offence. I think they're inured.
Yeah.
Without a sense of thick skin. We've just grown it. You'd think we'd become more adaptable as we grow older, but we don't. We've become a little bit more prissy, and everyone's a little bit more conservative, and everyone's a little bit more easily offended. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's social media that's to blame for all this?
I think it's everything.
Yeah.
I think, I think there's nothing wrong with political correctness. But I think people now dress that up in every... Well, if you can say that about that, well, you can't say that about me, and you can't say... Do you know what? Just be a bit nicer.
Yeah.
Just be a bit nicer. Take it on the chin. Do you know what? Every now and then, accept that someone's laughing at you. I spent my whole life being laughed at.
Comedy, as well. The comedy is about... Well, there's a reason the programme Mock the Week is called Mock the Week. It's about taking the mick, isn't it? Out of stuff, things, situations, shared experience, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's about shining a spotlight on it and then poking fun at it, isn't it? That's the point.
It's about looking at life, and life's like this on one side, but here's the funny side.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's about, oh, do you recognise this about yourself? Let's all laugh at that sort of thing. Let's celebrate our differences and our things that make us all the same together. It's about many, many, many things. But if you go to a comedy show and you walk out like, well, I'm offended by a clown. I'm offended by someone trying to make me laugh.
How dare they?
How dare they try and make me laugh?
The scum.
And yes, he made my wife laugh, and I've not been able to make her laugh since 1997.
Now, it says here, right, by the way, speaking of it, it does say you charm the pants off the crowd.
Yeah.
And that's a finale. I mean, that is, you know, that is your end game.
I end up in a basket with a snake. I've got a little... it'd be great now if you could see this. I'm actually doing a little...
You are doing a little mime. Like, I hope that's a flute you're playing. I don't know what that is.
I nearly said...
Yeah, no, we don't.
It's because you even though it's the afternoon, you give the air of it being like a dangerous late night show.
Do I?
I hope the people who are negotiating your contract are listening to this.
Yeah, this guy's skilled. He's good.
We'll put him on at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, yeah. To see out the remainder of his contract. As is the way with radio.
Isn't it just? Yeah. You've done radio, though.
Not anymore. Because I did a flute mime.
Yeah, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Right, hold that flute mime, because we've got to take traffic and travel. You know how it works.
TNT. Every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes. It's traffic and travel.
Bumper to bumper.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Plus, there's adverts and stuff.
Okay.
Clearly.
That's what pays the wages.
I know. Tour radio for the time being. Tour radio in the afternoons. Justin Morehouse is with us. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Winston Wolf. We all have those days where bed stuff comes in threes. You get woken early to find a body on your bed, some schmuck stains your best suit red, and you get a burst pipe. It's the nail in the coffin, right? Well, Direct Line will get you an emergency plumber within 3 hours. See, good things also come in threes.
Emergency plumber within 3 hours for an uncontrollable water leak with Direct Line Home Plus Insurance. Based on 86% of responses, March to June 2017 excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms, and they make all the kitchens here, in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren, and they beat it.
So, it's hello, Wren, and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
This weekend, England's two most successful clubs go head-to-head at Anfield on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. Liverpool and Man United battle it out in one of football's biggest rivalries. Upgrade today for this weekend's action and enjoy more top clashes, including Everton v Arsenal, Spurs v Liverpool and Man United v Spurs. Live only on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 550 by 780mm white PVC access centre pivot roof window for only £119.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the northbound M6 towards an accident at 19 for Knutsford. Two lanes are closed in the roadworks with congestion back to junction 18. And there's an accident on the southbound carriageway a little further down between 17 for Sandbach and 16 for Stoke and Crewe. One lane out there, again, queues back to junction 18. The M69 remains closed north from the A5 towards the M1 after a serious accident involving a lorry and a van. And if you're struggling on Surrey southbound M3 near Lightwater, the broken down vehicle which caused the delays is gone, but 3 to 4 still looking busy. I'm Jarena Adams.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any two tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability. Varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's just coming up to a time and Justin Morehouse is with us this afternoon. Justin Morehouse. As it says here, there's a text from Rich the Roofer that says this. Hi, John. Is Justin Morehouse the guy from Phoenix Nights or the ex-swimmer?
Oh, the guy from Phoenix Nights.
Oh, right. Okay. I think he's disappointed by that.
Paul Sinner, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
Paul Sinhar.
Yeah.
Sent me a thing the other day. In fact, if I've got it on my phone, I could.
Yeah. Yes, Chloe. Paul Sinner off of The Chase.
Yeah. Friend of ours.
She loves The Chase. Friend of ours, Chloe.
Yeah. Good friend of ours.
Yeah. What's he sent you?
He sent me a picture of myself.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of messaging system, sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was a local newspaper, some guy was a mastermind the other day, and a picture of him with his arm around me after a gig, and it said, there he is, local mastermind winner with the guy who plays Keith from The Office.
Oh, no.
I don't mind.
Ewan McIntosh, I think his name.
That is his name. I do not mind having a small part in a popular TV show that was, at the beginning of the noughties. But please pick the right one. Not the only person who's done that.
Really?
I was once at the Radio Industry Awards, formerly known as the Sonnies.
Yes.
I just sat there at the banqueting tables, as you do. I think it was nominated. And I was looking at...
Didn't win, though, no?
No, it was nominated. And Roger Daltrey gave the prize out. I'd not won bronze, I'd not won silver.
Yeah.
So I was still in the running.
Yeah.
And Roger Daltrey said, the next guy, he talks to his audience, he's local, he lives and breathes the life they do. I go in, everyone's going, it's you, mate, you've won this. It's you. He goes, and I listen to him every afternoon. Oh, it's not me. Danny Baker. But that award ceremony, Paloma Faith was on the next table.
Oh, yeah.
And she sort of did a little, the little showbiz wave. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh. So I went, hiya. And I pointed myself. She went, yeah. I went, hiya. So then she did the international symbol for, do you want a drink? Or charm a snake out of a basket.
Yeah.
She goes, do you want a drink? I said, yeah, yeah, see you later. Wait. So then I went on Twitter straight away and I went, OMG. Right?
Yeah.
At Paloma. That was a mistake, wasn't it? But at Paloma. Yeah. OMG, at Paloma Faces waved at me at the Radio Industry Awards. Tweet came straight back. Sorry, thought he was from The Office.
Oh, no.
That's a diss from on high.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy. I mean, Ewan's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
No.
I'm not him.
No.
You know, I'm not him. I'm not him.
Not him. Is he selling out
I'm a vegetarian.
A national tour of this stuff? No,
neither
he isn't,
am I.
Is he?
Neither am I.
Hence you being here.
Hence here, for the ums and the ahs.
But it's weird, isn't it, that kind of those award ceremonies. This, I mean, I always find the weirdest thing about them, and if you've ever seen them on telly, you'll know what I'm talking about as well, is when a news team win an award for their coverage of a tragedy, a terrible...
And they cheer.
It's the most incongruous. It's like, and the cover. It'll happen this year. I bet you it happens. The industry awards are next week, right, Colin?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and it's going to happen. Someone's going to go, and the award for best coverage goes.
I'll tell you what it'll be.
BBC
Radio. It'll be Manchester radio stations.
Yeah.
After the arena tragedy.
Yes, it will.
Yeah,
and that's what. And they'll go for the Manchester bombing. And they'll all go, yes.
Yeah.
And everyone will go awkward.
Do you know what's equally as awkward? I supplement my income from touring the nation, doing sellout shows, as you kindly said I do, with doing award ceremonies like you do. You host the awards.
Oh, yeah.
And often before the awards, there'll be the sponsor speech, including the charity moment.
Yeah.
And they'll go, and this year we lost our colleague Barry. and he died through tumour kindness to his midskin. And tonight we're raising money for his family. Here they are, the three blonde little children. And then somebody will decide at that moment it's time to open champagne. Never, when you're doing a charity appeal about a dead dad, should you be opening champagne.
I know. I've seen it happen. Yeah. Good. All right. So, what else? What else are you up to? So we're on tour.
So I'm on tour. Come and see me.
I'll tell you why. I see you're you mentioned the Paloma Faith social media thing, and for the last 3 days, you've basically trolled me by adding me into all of your tweets about what you're up to.
Yeah.
And where you're. So you know, I didn't feel special because you're adding in the right stuff. Yeah. Matthew Wright on the television.
Hawksby Jacobs.
I know. You see, and I just didn't feel special about it. And I thought, well, he's just filling up my timeline with adverts for where he's going to be.
Let's be honest, you only started following me when you booked me.
That's right. And vice versa, I think.
Yeah. I thought I was already following you anyway because you're so popular.
Oh, yeah.
You get retweeted to my timelines.
Yeah, 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 very good. You almost got away with that. Yeah, that's very good.
Yes. So I'm doing this, that, and the other. I do lots of shows. And doing stand-up, really. I'm on the Premier League show on Thursday, if anyone likes sport. I'm doing that on Thursday. And I'm going walking my dog on Saturday, if anyone wants to join me.
Yes. I mean, I'm up for that, yeah.
You walking. Instagram lots of pictures of your dog.
I do indeed,
it's a very
yes.
sweet dog.
You're so modern, aren't you? Look at you on Instagram. You're on Snapchat as well. You're on that.
Grindr.
Yeah.
Actually. Everything.
I do follow you on there.
Yeah. I'm not on Snapchat. I don't understand that. Genuinely, that sounds like right. So let me dad. I don't understand Facebook, but I don't understand the Snapchat. I mean, I'm ugly enough anyway. I don't want to look like a ghost, do I? So yeah, I took my dog for a walk. What else do I do? Really, just try and be a good dad, mate.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
How old? Not you.
Oh, right. My children.
Be clear.
Well, my son's 20. I've got a 20-year-old son.
Is he?
Yes. 20 years old, and...
So you can explain Snapchat to you, no problem.
He's probably beyond that now. And then my daughter's 12.
Right.
So I'm just about, as I've sort of been describing recently, I'm just about to not speak to her for about 9 years, I reckon. We're right at that moment where she's going to be going, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. She's becoming like all these kids now. Have you noticed this thing? The look that younger girls have these days. They look like they've been embalmed. They have this greasy palette, this thick makeup, so they've been embalmed, and then they have the HD brows, which are massive eyebrows, so they look like they've died, and you just found them in a tomb, but they died by being hit by a bus, which they saw at the last moment. So that moment, they went, their eyebrows went huge, and they just...
Is that the luck your daughter had? Is that what you're saying?
They're all going for that, mate. They're all going for it. I was on the tube last night. That's right.
Yeah, London. Keeping it real.
I went on the DLR.
Oh.
Now, that is a different thing altogether, isn't it? It's a different thing, the DLR.
Yeah, well, it just doesn't have a driver on.
Does it not?
No. If you go sit at the front of it, the trick is to sit at the front of the DLR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you're driving it, and it's quite exciting.
They do have a driver.
They don't.
No.
Do they not? I didn't know
it's
that.
Automated.
Right, well, I've never been on a DLR before. Mm. It is a bit dystopian, isn't it?
Yeah.
A dystopian-like railway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
late
like a
at
monorail,
night.
Yeah,
it's very weird. It's very Blade Runner-esque.
Yeah.
But before that, I was on the tube from Euston to somewhere else, wherever I was going, and I just saw these young girls, a lot of them with their mums, and they'd been to see something somewhere, and I'd never heard of the person. Jacob something. Strakowski.
Was it what? Sort of in the pop charts?
I think so. I don't think he was doing a lecture on biochemistry.
It wasn't Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. We love him.
They do love him. They do
we
love him.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
By the way, we're coming to the end now, and that's in.
Of life?
Yes.
Oh, your contract?
Yes, both of them.
My section.
Yeah, all of it. All of it. Yeah. Well, but certainly your section first.
Yeah.
But we should have said that Victoria from the news has just walked back in.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Everyone in this team is obsessed with water.
I'm always thirsty.
I've got tea.
Yeah, they've always. Everyone back there's got their own water bottle. Sorry, Jana. Yeah.
No, that's fine. No,
do you
I
not
interrupted
stay
your
hydrated?
Flow.
Yeah. Water, good water flow. Good. No, I was going to say, and it was a bit of an apology, really, that when I told Victoria who our guest was today, she was mildly disappointed. But I'll tell you for why. Justin.
All right.
It's because there was not a double booking, but once we booked you, we then got offered another comedian, and we turned him down in favour of you.
Who was it?
Paul Chowdhury.
All right. Yeah, he's downstairs.
He's been in doing talks, but we're going to get him another day. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
But. Victoria was a little bit disappointed because she matched with Paul Chowdhury on a dating app.
Come on.
But he may not have been the real Paul Chowdhury.
He will be, because I know him. Can I ask you a couple of questions about yourself to find out how you matched? Can I ask how old you are?
I am 29.
That's irresponsible of Paul Trowdy. He's in his late 40s.
Late 40s? Yes. The age is mid-30s.
No!
Mate! Oh. He's been a comedian as long as you've been alive. He could have laughed your parents into bed.
he might be your dad.
I don't think he's my dad.
Okay, just joking.
I genuinely, 100% would defend anybody in the paternity claim saying that Paul Chowdhury was the father of Victoria.
Well, there it is. But you know,
did you?
We had a few messages.
Oh yeah.
But then I stopped replying.
Get your phone out. I want to see the.
I was in the newsroom.
Yeah. Oh, ask why she stopped replying.
I can imagine. Go on.
It's just a bit boring.
It was a bit boring. could have only been better if she'd gone, because I'm quite racist.
Well, the good news is that Paul will be coming in.
So we can, we can put this to bed in many ways. So, Justin Morehouse, thank you very much for coming in. You better get out of here.
On that bombshell.
Oh, that bombshell. Where would we find your dates again?
JustinMorehouse.com/gigs.
There you go. Justin, thank you. Lovely to see you in the next half an hour of the programme. Our work experience will be in to talk us through the week's music releases. It's work experience, punditry, and much more besides to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's exactly 2:30.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May says tackling racial inequalities is a personal priority for her. A new report looks at how different groups are faring. The unemployment rate for black and minority ethnic people, for example, is nearly double that of white British adults. But First Secretary of State Damian Green has told MPs there are significant differences between minority groups.
Education attainment data shows there are disparities in primary school, which increase in secondary school, with Asian pupils tending to perform well and white and black pupils doing less well, particularly those eligible for free school meals.
The government is promising to support workers affected by BAE Systems' plan to cut almost 2,000 jobs. The defence giant says streamlining its operations will give it a sharper competitive edge. A woman has been arrested on suspicion of murder after a 17-year-old was shot while riding on the back of a motorbike on Merseyside. James Meadows died in hospital, while police say the rider failed to stop in the Highton area on Sunday. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, has issued a warning saying Brexit is not a game. He's been reacting to Theresa May's update yesterday when she said the ball is in the EU's court when it comes to talks. And Toys R Us has recalled a children's ball over concerns it could pose a choking risk after reports of rubber knobs falling off. Customers have been told to return the Bruin Wiggle Ball, which is also called the Giggle Ball. The weather brightening up this afternoon with some sunshine. Why are you laughing?
No, I've just got a cough.
Okay, but rain will edge into the northwest of the UK, highs of 18 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
Yeah, that's right. What's it called again?
The Bruin Wiggle Ball.
What?
The Giggle Ball.
Right. Wiggle or giggle?
It's got two names.
Does it make you giggle when it wiggles?
I don't know. I've never played with it.
Have you not? Has it got... What about...
I don't even know what it looks like.
What was that about its knob?
It has them. It has rubber knobs, which apparently fall off, and that's the problem here.
It would make you giggle, would it?
No, that's why they're recalling it, John.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Dangerous.
I agree. I completely agree. Victoria's here. She's got the news.
Yes,
and she's going to have the news again in half an hour. But half an hour after that, at 3:30, today, Victoria's bonus news. Now, if you don't know what that is, allow me to explain. Victoria's news bulletins are smaller than they used to be. They're only 2 minutes long. They used to be three. She still gets paid the same, though.
That's the right decision. And stop questioning it, because I don't question the terms and conditions of your contract,
John. I'm not questioning it. I'm just saying.
Well, you keep mentioning it. I feel like you've got an issue here when you shouldn't do.
No, not in any way at all. I'm just saying we use that as a lovely excuse to bring you all up to date on everything else that's happening out there in the world. Because we know that everything's covered off by animal, vegetable and mineral. Mm-hmm. On consecutive days, they're the areas of news we concentrate on. Today, mineral news.
Yeah.
Mineral news.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, because I've been in a meeting and I'm about to go into another meeting.
Oh, what was your meeting about?
Oh, it's just the daily...
Oh, that one.
Agenda.
Catch up thing. What's the next one about?
About the news team.
Oh.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Oh, right. Oh, a meeting about the news team. Oh, excellent. Record it. And we'll play it out.
I mean, I'm not sure I'm allowed to do that.
Well. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed, we shall. Still to come on the programme then, as you know, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be a... I'll tell you what it is. It's World Mental Health Day, which I didn't...
Yeah.
Which I didn't know till this morning, actually. But we found out it is, so we're going to be talking about that. That's a huge issue at the moment. Of course, everyone's talking about it. You know that Prince Harry has been talking about mental health, and it's more and more people are starting to talk about it. Today is its day. We are going to be discussing it on the programme before the end of it. But we also like to bring our work experience every day, different work experience, into the studio, giving them real-world work experience. We call it Work Experience Punditry. And what we've told Phil, like we tell each and every work experience, when we drag them away from the photocopier, there they are, grappling with a machine that's run out of toner. We pull them into the studio and say, no, come and have real-world work experience in the industry you wish to thrive in. And they say, yes, why me? And we say, because it gives you a leg up into the industry, because we like to reach down a helping hand and pull you onto the ladder that leads to the lofty heights of media employment. And they say, really? And we go, no, not at all. It's just because you're free and we don't have to pay you. Phil's with us today, making his debut. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. How are you, more to the point?
How's, good, good. Pretty nervous, but, you know.
No need to be nervous, Phil.
All's good.
This is absolutely fine. And you're going to review music for us. We do TV, we do film, we do gadgets and hipster nonsense, but Tuesday's always music. So what are we going to start with?
Yeah, to start with, we've got the new album by Ibai. Should I get right into it?
Ibai.
So that's Ibeyi.
I'm not familiar with
three syllables.
Ibeyi. Tell me about Ibeyi.
All right, Ibeyi. There's a pair of twins. They're Lisa Kanda and Naomi Diaz. And what Ibeyi is, it means twins in the Nigerian language Yoruba.
You see, we're always learning on this program.
Got a lot of facts for you today.
Yeah.
And so this is their second album after the first one in 2015, which was self-titled.
Yeah.
And so with the second album, you get more of the same, which their style is this very like diverse mix of influences from like experimental electronic to sort of Afro-Cubanism. I had to look that one up.
All right.
But they incorporate a lot of different things, and they sing in Yoruba, which is why they've got Ibeyi in Yoruba. They sing a bit in English and they sing a bit in Spanish.
Sorry, in Yoruba just sounds a bit rude.
You're childish.
You really brought the level up there, actually, because you're very good
that
at
was,
this.
That was quite and intellectual. And you was, just yeah, smirked.
No, in Yoruba, mate. Yeah.
Who do you have in the back of Yoruba? So anyway, they haven't got a license to perform in London then.
There we go.
Luba.
Topical.
Yeah. Topical 2 weeks ago. But anyway, yeah, carry on.
So they sing in all these different things, and their music is quite like spacey. They've got a lot of bass, a lot of like cool drumming.
Yeah.
And their voice is like floating over the top. It sounds really cool.
All right.
Really nice to listen to. Doesn't sound like anything else.
All right. Well, before you go any further, let's have a listen.
Absolutely.
This is Arube. Aruba.
Ibeyi.
Aruba. Ibeyi.
Singing a bit in Yoruba.
Thank you. Here they are.
Do you know why I'm here? Shewa, shewa. Innocent. Sweet 16. Frozen with fear. Whatever happens, whatever happens.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you like it?
It did kind of like that. Yeah,
it's quite interesting. That was their third track, Deathless, which is the first single. And it's got a feature on it from the jazz musician Kamasi Washington, who we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
And so that brought like that sax element into the mix. And what you get with this Ibei album is like more of the same. They've got this style. It's not really like anything else, but it's so like well like formed and self consistent. That it's just like a joy to listen to as they go throughout the album. And they do bring in a couple of features with this guy Kamasi Washington. They bring in the producer Chili Gonzalez. They bring in a neo soul musician who's Michelle Ndegotselo.
Okay,
I got it right.
Nailed it. Yep, good.
Pronounce it right. And in all of these features, it's not like they're rapping a verse or they're singing a song. They're there to do sort of an instrumental part that adds into this mixture of sounds that Ibei sort of know extremely well.
Yeah.
And it's just a joy to listen to how
you can kind of hear the influences in there, can't you, though? The different, yeah. Sort of different cultures. I mean,
like the electronic sort of drum pads, yeah. And then they're like singing over the top. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, totally, yeah. All right, well, look, we've got to take traffic and travel. So hang fire. So who are we going to be talking about next?
Oh, after that is Kamasi Washington, who played the sax on that track you just heard.
Okay. Are these all friends of yours? I mean, that's very themed, isn't it? That's very themed.
Well, we've got Liam Gallagher coming up soon, so that's a bit.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. All right. Well, Phil is with us. He's reviewing music for you, the new releases of the week. Not the obvious ones either. I quite like that. Traffic and travel on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
You don't always know when you're going to need that particular tool on a job. That's why it's good to know you're never far away from a Screwfix store. With over 530 stores across the UK, we're always nearby. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/webuyanycar2.
You're on the touchline, freezing. And as your little girl glides across the pitch and scores in the top corner, you think, I can't feel my toes. You take out your phone, tap the Hive app and adjust the smart thermostat to make sure it's nice and cosy when you get home.
Join over 500,000 people using Hive Active Heating and you could save up to £130 per year on your heating bill. Search Hive to discover more. Hive, let's get living. Hive services require broadband connection. Terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The accident on the M6 North at 19 has gone, but towards it there's a breakdown between 18 and 19, so the vehicle's broken down in the congestion caused by those earlier problems at junction 19. Really long delays along the northbound carriageway. The southbound side is struggling after early problems between 18 and 16. Leicestershire's M69 remains closed northbound from the A5 to the M1 after a serious accident, and through Totnes in Devon, the A385 is currently blocked in both directions near to Shinner's Bridge after an accident there involving a coach and a car. I'm Jarena Adams.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any two tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability. Varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's just coming up to a time. And before we bring you brand new music reviews, or rather continue them, well, here's what's going on in the news today. We've been talking about it a lot. There is, of course, Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced now Hollywood producer that is, well, at the centre of all these allegations. A lot of actresses are coming out and with their own stories about him, other ones saying that they haven't really heard the stories, but if it's true, then it is, of course, disgusting. The actress Romola Garai, the British actress, claims that she auditioned, Weinstein auditioned her in a room at the Savoy while he was just wearing a dressing gown. Yeah. So all of these stories about him coming out, not least what he once did in a potted plant in a closed restaurant. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Anyway, so that's I mean, don't just Google potted plant. Obviously, you probably know what that is. You know, but go and Google what Harvey did to one. Anyway, in front of a journalist. Anyway, so that's happening in the news. BAE Systems, Bay, of course, they're the systems company who are like your lover, BAE Systems, aren't they?
That's what young people call Tinder.
That's right, a Bay System. So that's in the news. There's a loss of 2,000 jobs there. Wildfires in California there. It's World Mental Health Day, as we were talking about. There's a lot going on tonight. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, Cornelius. We are here to help. And how do we help? I'll tell you. I'll tell you, Phil. I'll tell you how we help. Work experience, Phil. It's the obvious route, really, because if you've got current affairs, and it is complex, as you'll know, the best way to analyse it right down to its very core, when you drill down into current affairs, right to the nub of the story, yeah. What do you end up with? Japanese poetry, that's right, Phil. So that is why we bring you five syllables,
sign language,
seven syllables and five syllables, the news in haikus.
Brexit braced to be. No deal like that Channel 4 show, Catastrophe.
The news in haikus. Hill is with us. He's our work experience. We've dragged him away from the kettle, we've dragged him away from the photocopier, and here he is reviewing music for us in front of a microphone. We've already talked about...
Was it Ibe?
Thank you. Ibe. And now we are going to talk...
This is Kamasi Washington.
Kamasi Washington.
Cool name. Cool
it is name. A cool name, I agree. So, tell us about Kamasi Washington.
Oh, Kamasi Washington. He is a jazz musician, excuse me, from L.A., and he's a band leader. And in 2015, he came out with a three-hour jazz album featuring...
That's too long.
Yeah. It's too long, yeah. It's a three-hour album featuring big gospel choir, and called The Epic, the album. It was pretty epic.
Was it?
Yeah.
I imagine the first hour was probably epic. After that, boring.
After that, it was still epic, but you're just like,
yeah.
He brings it back.
Okay.
And then, just a couple of weeks ago, he came out with not an epic, but a small EP of only six tracks. And just read you the track list here quickly. This is Desire, Humility, Knowledge, Perspective, Integrity, Truth. Quite conceptual.
That's the foundations this show is based on.
Yes, it is. Like, coincidentally, yeah. You're absolutely right. When we sat down and had that first ever meeting about what the show would be, here was the list we came up with.
Yeah, on the mind map. It said exactly that. Yeah.
What was it?
It was the tracks were Desire, Humility.
Desire was first.
Desire. Yeah. Yeah. Humility, knowledge, perspective, integrity, truth.
Yeah, all of it. Mm. All of that. Yeah, it's exactly what we aim for.
Yeah, the album sounds a lot like the show, actually.
I thought it would, yeah. Sort of conceptual. Yeah. Before we talk about it, let's have a listen, of course.
Oh, yeah, let's listen.
What's his name?
Kamasi Washington.
Yeah, Kamasi Washington with some jazz. Just thinking, this is familiar, and the reason it's familiar is we did talk about Kamasi Washington a bit last week, and I thought when you said the name, I thought I've heard that before. Then I just thought I heard it before, but no. And then I heard the track and thought, no, I've heard this jazz. Mm. Yeah. So you see, weirdly, last week I'd not heard of Kamasi Washington, but now that's two reviewers. Is this kind of are you in a work experience WhatsApp jazz group or something? All your work experience where
don't tell anyone.
Sort of discuss the jazz.
Private.
What is it about jazz? Because you're a young person.
22.
Is it making a resurgence?
Yeah, what's with jazz?
Hayley bought it in last week. She's a similar age.
Yeah, so what is it with jazz and millennials? What's going on?
What are you up to, you lot?
Nothing, I swear.
Okay.
No, it's with the whole with all sorts of like rappers, like Kendrick has been incorporating all sorts of jazz musicians into his albums, and it's sort of reached back into the mainstream through that sort of route, through hip hop.
Right.
And Kamasi Washington was a prominent contributor to Pimp a Butterfly, the Kendrick album. So that's how he got
there. That's how people know about it. All right, fine. I mean, obviously, he's never worked with Def Leppard, so I don't have any clue about who he is.
Not that I know.
But, you know, but they could get him back into the mainstream, couldn't they? They could do a bit of help. But, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so what is it about? What do you like about jazz? I'm always intrigued to ask that question because jazz is rubbish.
Well, jazz is quite hard to get into, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite inaccessible.
It's noodly.
It's quite fiddly.
Yeah.
I think this one, what's good about this album, what's good about Kamasi Washington is his melodies are so strong. And obviously he does the noodly stuff and the impressive, like, oh, here comes a big solo. He does that.
Yeah.
Listening to that just now, it's quite a strong, like, melody that carries on. And it does sound very nice.
It's background music, though, isn't it? It's not, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Epic, the first album, that was not background music. You couldn't ignore that. This my one criticism of this EP, it does get a bit lounge jazz.
Yeah.
It gets a bit background. I do have some context for this album as well. It was originally part of a multimedia project alongside paintings by Kamasi's sister, where the theme there was like different painted elements coming together, and they formed a human face in the end when they were sort of added together. And I guess the social commentary there is how is harmony of difference, how like different elements can come together, form this coherent whole picture, and like harmonize with each other.
Yeah,
which is it's pretty cool for a jazz album, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the same approach Liam Gallagher had to his as well, isn't it? As far as you know, his brother Noel sort of came up with an album, and so Liam decided to reflect that by coming up with an album.
Should we move on?
Well, that was what I was thinking, because I know you've got some Liam Gallagher in your back pocket.
I do, yeah. He came out with an album. Solo album, first solo album.
Yeah, because previous attempt, but BDI, he was in BDI.
Yeah.
And they didn't do very well. They didn't, why didn't BDI sort of...
Because
really, BDI was really just Liam, if we're honest.
Yeah,
You know, it was kind of a Liam project. So what's the difference between... Because this album that you're about to talk about has been hugely widely acclaimed. I mean, everyone says it's very, very good.
Do they?
Yes, they really do. And they've not said that about BDI, so I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah, it's a good question. And it is good. Honestly, I picked it because I thought these are two albums I'm definitely going to like, Ibe, Kamasi Washington. I'll pick Liam as well.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Yeah.
I was expecting BDI. It was good. And I think, from what I could tell online, the difference here is that these are, because obviously Liam never really wrote any of the tracks for Oasis.
Yeah.
Noel took all the songwriting credits. And in the background, Liam was sort of working on a few things, playing a few songs, recording a few songs. And what this album is all those songs from however many years of not recording them for Oasis. Songs that he's written over the past like decade at least. Put together, finally produced, really well produced as well. And then put out there as like a coherent solo album.
Right. What track are we going to hear?
It's sort of like Cream of the Crop. I think we're going to hear
For What It's Worth. Which was
the single.
Yeah, the latest one. Yeah.
Okay, Liam Gallagher. First bird to fly gets all the arrows. Let's leave the past behind with all our sorrows. I'll build a bridge between us and our swans. I like it. It is Oasis-esque, isn't it, that?
It's very Oasis.
It's anthemic. It's got, and you can hear the Beatles influence that was always there.
Well, my dad says that sounds a lot like solo John Lennon, that song.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, all right. That's a fair point.
Thing is, though, live, he's terrible.
Yeah.
He's the worst singer I think I've ever seen. He was on Graham Norton's show last week.
Okay.
And he was so bad.
Really?
Just
well, at
awful.
Least he was doing it live, not miming on a TV show.
Yeah, I wish he was miming.
Miming, yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, thing is with Liam Gallagher, I change my mind about him every time I think about him.
Yeah.
Because I think he's great, and he's great fodder for interviews.
Oh, he's very good.
And I think this has something to do with why he's getting such good reviews, personally. Is that, your radio stations and your magazines are going to go, oh, we love the album. Are you going to come in and talk about it? They'll get the great interview and then sell their magazine, etc. So yeah. I'm not too sure. Because, it's no Oasis album, this, is it?
It's just I think it's just surprised people. Because ADI was so bad.
It's a disappointing Oasis album.
Yeah. I think it comes close, to be fair. There's some bangers on this as well, yeah.
I liked one BDI. What was the BDI track that was the lead single? Can you remember? I can't remember what it was called.
The Roller.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, it was quite good.
But that's,
for what it's worth, that is a good track. So.
Yeah, good track, good track. There's another good one. My favourite one was Greedy Soul. That's the fourth one. That was a good track. What else? Oh, yeah, there's a good bit I also quite like. Second last track. It's about as close as he gets to like social commentary. He says, selfies. What an effing disease. He doesn't say effing.
No, I've got to clean it up. Yeah. Good that he's criticising selfies 10 years after selfies were a thing, isn't it? That's keeping well up to date there, Liam. Yeah.
On the nose, as ever.
Yeah, people should stop doing selfies. Get back on the incoherent tweets
side. Yeah.
Have you seen his tweets?
His tweets. Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Liam Gallagher. His music's not really a big part of what he does now. He's more of a celebrity.
He just slags off his brother.
Yeah, he acts out and gains headlines, and they both do it, to be fair, when they've got an album to sell.
Yeah, because now there's a new High Flying Birds one as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
at the same time with Noel's band. All right, look, thank you very much for doing that, Phil.
Thanks for having me.
Bringing music to us. Despite some of it being jazz. But it's good to have you in. That's Phil, our work experience today, bringing us work experience. Punditry, that was your music. In the next hour of the programme, the big debate, just after 3 o'clock, we will be talking World Mental Health Day. That's today. And are we getting extra guests? Like, is this happening?
Yeah, that's happened. That's in.
So we didn't know we were getting... We've got bonus guests for you. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. But they are coming in. Are they coming in?
They'll be on the line.
On the line for us. All right, well, we'll take that. In the last bit of the programme today, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's here.
It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months' warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
From office equipment to fuel, what if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
...go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed. DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about and stay below the average market price. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices review quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free. But at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
I've just gone three. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, race report published. 2,000 jobs to go at BAE and fewer holidays for young people.
Talk Radio.
A report into racial inequality in the UK has revealed major disparities in how white and non-white people are treated by public services, including health and education. Theresa May says tackling the issue is a personal priority for her. Here's Shadow Women and Equalities Minister Dawn Butler.
There are so many policies which this government needs to explain or change. Mr. Speaker, you cannot ignore the fact that the actions of this government have contributed to the burning injustices in our country.
BAE Systems has confirmed it's cutting 2,000 jobs in a big blow to the UK's manufacturing industry. The country's biggest defence contractor says the redundancies will streamline the business, but unions have called the move short-sighted. The EU's chief negotiator says Brexit is not a game. Michel Barnier has been speaking to reporters in Brussels, where he's been meeting with the Brexit Secretary David Davis.
The balance was good and we had constructive talks, not the first time, not the last time.
Do you think the ball is in your court?
Brexit is not a game, huh? Don't forget.
It follows Theresa May's statement that the ball was in the EU's court for the next round of negotiations. 15 separate wildfires are burning in California, where at least 10 people have died. Thousands of homes have been evacuated, but many people are missing after roads were reportedly blocked by flames and fallen trees. A court has heard the ex-boyfriend of reality TV star Fern McCann was wearing a T-shirt with killer written across the front when he threw acid at people in a nightclub. Arthur Collins, who's the father of her unborn child, denies the charges. And a study has found young people are going on fewer holidays because of money worries. The Travel Trade Association ABTA says 18 to 24-year-olds went on an average of 3.6 holidays in the year to August, compared with 4.6 3 years ago. It's putting it down to rising rents and less disposable income.
Fewer. Four holidays a year is quite a lot, isn't it, though? Don't you think? Going on holiday three or four times a year.
I think so, yeah. That's apparently quite... the UK average, so not young people, is 3.8.
Is it?
Yeah. I haven't had that many this year.
No, wow. All right.
I haven't had. I've only had one.
Is that the Morocco one?
Yeah. And I've got nothing else planned.
You're bringing the average down then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey?
I've only had one proper holiday this year too.
Where did you go? Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant when we went to Morocco.
We didn't go to Morocco together.
On your honeymoon. Yeah.
We're not married.
Oh. Called it off, have you?
Yeah.
It was never a thing. I've never been proposed to.
Oh. Cornelius?
Will you marry me?
Really?
No.
Can I do the disco?
No.
What's your DJ name?
Semlo Nodge.
I don't
want to
question that.
It's John Holmes backwards. It's also my Jedi name.
Oh, right. I thought I might have some other...
DJ Semlo Nodge.
Mm-hmm.
We got the weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Brightening up this afternoon with some sunshine, but rain will edge into the northwest of the UK with highs of 18 degrees.
Why have you written that on the bottom of your page?
Because I thought that might be something to do with your name. And your life.
Weird. All right then, Victoria, thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Victoria's back in 25 minutes' time, and she will bring with her the bonus news. Today's bonus news... is not animal.
No.
Not vegetable.
No.
It's mineral.
And I haven't started it yet, so please let me go.
Okay. Mineral news. If it's happening in the world of minerals, you'll know about it in about half an hour. That's how it works. It's the bonus news because the bulletins are too small and they need to be made bigger. So that's how it works. Bonus news each and every day. Animal, vegetable or mineral today, it's mineral. Right, the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Pete Abbott. Wales manager Chris Coleman says he's not thinking about his future in the job, but admits there's a chance he won't continue. Their effort to qualify for the World Cup is over after they lost 1-0 to the Republic of Ireland last night. They finished as runners-up in their group to reach the playoffs. Coleman guided his side to the semi-finals of Euro 2016. His contract is up next summer. Among tonight's qualifiers, the Netherlands are set to miss out on a playoff place unless they can beat second-place Sweden by 7 clear goals. And Argentina are in serious danger of missing out on next year's finals. They need to win in Ecuador in the early hours of tomorrow morning to be absolutely sure of their place in Russia. British number two Aliash Bedene has eased into the second round of the Shanghai Masters Tennis. He beat Italy's Paolo Lorenzi 6-1, 6-4 to set up a tie with German third seed Alexander Zverev. And three uncapped players are in the Wales squad for the Rugby League World Cup. Chester Butler of Halifax, Salford's Gavin Bennion and Josh Ralph, who plays for Tweed Head Seagulls in Australia, are all in. That's the sport powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott there with the pre-recorded sports. It's time to bring you Talk Radio's Big Debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Also in today's news, then, comes the news that new fingerprint technology, which can detect the brand of hair gel used by a suspect, or whether or not, and this is the headline news today, they have handled a condom, could soon be admissible in court. Now, this depends, of course, on whether or not the accused has bothered to handle a condom, or whether they're a powerful Hollywood producer who one victim claims forced her to watch him ejaculate into a pot plant. That is true. If you don't believe me, Google that. It's in the news. But scientists, using a method called mass spectrometry, can now detect a minutiae of information from a single fingerprint, including drug use, food eating, alcohol levels, and even the gender of a suspect. Now, obviously, it won't tell you if the suspect has chosen to identify as genderless, because as this proves, that's literally not a biological thing, despite what anyone says. Sweat molecules, that's the key. Sweat molecules in your fingerprint will tell you your biological matrix. That is what the scientists are saying today. And this is when the fingerprint molecules are vaporized inside a vacuum. That is when these details begin to emerge. It's a step on for science, of course. You could tell a lot of information from fingerprints before, from DNA, certainly from hair follicles, that kind of thing. But this is the first time we've reached this level of identification. Now, on the line, listening to me say those words, on line two, is it Saoirse. Thank you for calling. Saoirse. Thank you for calling. Saoirse.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Now, you heard me say the word follicles in there, of course, as part of that, and and you're angry about follicles, am I right? You think we've had enough of them, hair follicles, that kind of thing. We've just had enough.
Yeah, I'm pretty much over them, to be honest, John. I mean, they're horrible, vindictive little things, aren't they?
Yeah, in what sense are they vindictive, would you say?
Well, sure, like, as a woman, I have an eternal wrestle with them to stop them growing hair, and you, as a man, have an eternal wrestle with them to continue growing hair.
That is true.
So we're all damned if we do.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Is there... You are right, Sirs. And I... Is the answer then not to get rid of follicles, but to swap follicles?
Oh, potentially. What would be the swap now, John?
Well, let's say, for instance, you have a thick head of hair. Do you have a thick head of hair?
I mean, it's a bit fine and very red.
Right. Well, that's fine. I, however, have a thinning head of hair due to age and being a man. So I'm wondering, if we swapped follicles, I could have would happily have a red plume from the back of my head. Which would happily go, but it would involve us swapping follicles, which isn't technically removing them, which is what you're calling for, but it is taking the problem away, isn't it?
It takes your problem away, I suppose, but then I have to deal with having sort of thinning male hair rather than no hair at all on my legs, which is what I'm aiming for.
Right,
so
okay.
You haven't solved my problem.
Well, would you not have thinning male hair on your legs?
I mean, it's vaguely preferable to the thick plumes of hair that are there now,
yeah.
I suppose.
Okay. Well, okay, well, let's stay on the line for me, because I want to bring Oscar into this debate. Oscar, are you there?
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Oh, hello there, John. And Shoshka? Shoshka?
Shoshka.
Yes, it's Oscar. Shoshka and Oscar. With a K.
Yeah, Oscar.
Never a C. Always with a K.
Well, thank you for calling. What do you want to say about follicles?
Now I'm calling from Sweden. I am one of the many professionals over here that deals with the Swedish trials.
Yes.
I believe you're aware of these.
I am aware of some of the Swedish trials. It's very nice to talk to someone who carries them out, I have to say.
Yes, well, it's my pleasure. Now, as you are probably aware, everyone in Sweden is a professor, and we all have to do a trial as part of our national service.
You're right, and I understand elk are professorial.
Yeah, well, yes,
they're
yes,
all
yes.
got qualifications.
We would normally work on the elk, but now I heard you discussing follicles, and as luck would have it, I have actually been trialing follicles in Sweden over the last week. Now, as you just mentioned there, we would normally do our trials on elks. Now, however, as they have fur rather than hair, this would be very difficult. So we have used a fat man.
Yes.
Now, we surgically removed every follicle from this gentleman's body, then put him onto a running machine. Now, within 30 minutes...
Did you put the fat man on a running machine or his follicles on a running machine?
No. We put the fat man minus all of the follicles.
Oh, I see.
We removed the follicles. We put him on the machine. Within 30 minutes, he was dead.
Right.
Which, in conclusion, means that the follicles are very important.
Yes.
And we should have them.
Right, okay.
Those 3 million euros, very well spent.
Stop talking now. Seriously. You have heard that. Now, they took away a man's follicles and now he's dead. Now, admittedly, he was fat, so that might have had something to do with it. But what is that what you're saying? Are you saying you want to see people die?
Not at all. All I'm saying is that the clue is in the name. They're follicles.
Yes.
They're foolish and they're unnecessary unless you're a fat man running.
Yeah, well...
Yes, there's plenty of them.
Let's talk about the government. I mean, this isn't the Swedish government. This is our government. Are our government doing... Sure for men. Are the government doing enough in this country? Because they've said... They've promised, in fact, this was at the Tory party conference, 40,000 more follicles by 2018. What do you make of that?
Oh, for God's sake, it's a waste of money altogether.
Yeah. Well, you're right if you don't like follicles, of course, but where else would that money go?
Maybe it could go to trauma counselling for all the young people who've had to deal with changes to their follicles during puberty.
Right.
And the trauma that brings.
Because they do change, don't they, the follicles during that time? That's right.
They sure do.
Yeah. I mean, what are you suggesting we do? Should we block... I'll bring Oscar back in a moment. But what are we suggesting that we should block follicles up? Or are you suggesting... you're calling for an end to them, but where's the solution? What are you going to do with them?
I would maybe donate them to naked mole rats and piglets.
Right, so you would happily see hairy, you'd happily walk around sporting a hairy mole rat, would you?
Absolutely.
Right.
Many people do. They put them in handbags. Very fashionable.
Oscar, what do you make of that? So that's we're moving follicles, but we could be giving them to naked mole rats.
Yes, well, we did trial that a few weeks ago as well, and the naked mole rats do not like follicles. So I don't know.
Right.
We have tried that in the past, and it's not a good. But I have a fascination with the follicles. I care for my follicles very nicely.
Yeah.
And here in Sweden, we have special follicle creams that you can pick up from the local follicle store.
Yeah.
And you lather the cream on all of your follicles, and it'll keep them nice and moist for the whole day.
Okay.
And I would recommend that, maybe to Soska, if she would like to try and cream
Imagine how much better we would all be at spinning if all of us were beautifully hairless.
Is this a hair issue, though, or is it a follicle issue? Because if you think about it,
one
you could still...
One implies the other.
Well, but does it? Because you could simply glue hair on, couldn't you? You don't need follicle. If we got rid of follicles but wanted to keep hair, technically you could glue hair to wherever you wanted it.
Oh, there you are, John. You've solved my issue. Let's just get rid of the follicles and the people that want hair can have it.
Can have
the people that don't have to.
That would be a fairer system, Oscar, would it not? Would it not?
We have done a trial on that as well.
The trial, yeah.
Yes, because we trial everything here in Sweden.
Did you vote for Foxit, sir?
Pardon?
Did you vote for Foxit? Britain, when, you know, we rejected follicles.
I did.
Yeah, so you're pro-Foxit.
I am.
Yeah, and Oscar, you'll be anti-Foxit.
No, well, I don't have any interest.
No, well, you didn't have the... I mean, Sweden's still, within the... It didn't.
Yes.
There was no referendum there. Would you say, given the history of follicles, of course, you know Sir Francis Drake brought follicles back to Britain, didn't he? We didn't have them before then. He gave he brought potatoes, tobacco, and follicles back from his journeys.
He unleashed a monster.
He did, and he gave them to Queen Victoria. She thought she found them she popularised them in many ways, and then we've all got follicles now, thanks to her. But that's, you can't argue with history, Cerise, can you?
Well, they introduced the smoking ban, John, so his introduction of tobacco didn't last forever.
That's true. Also, of course, we're not allowed potatoes now either in public because of the starch, the health starch implications. If you want to eat a potato in a restaurant now, of course, you have to go outside, don't you? That's a fair point if you order a potato. But they're not getting rid of them. They've just changed the rules on them. So maybe we should use follicles in designated follicle-using area. If you want to grow some hair, you could go and stand... like with smoking, in a specific area, Sarasifium.
Well, as long as I don't have to be around them, John, I'm happy with that.
You're happy with that. All right. Well, look, Oscar, final question to you, really. Sarasa there, I think she's calling you a racist. What do you say to that?
I think she's no. I don't like that term at all. I'm not racist because I'm Swedish.
Right, fair enough. Look, thank you very much for that. It's an interesting debate, certainly. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Waxing.
Thank you, Oscar.
Gentleman's body.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, there you have it. Follicles. I mean, we've got them. Do we need them? Should we have them? Should we get rid of them? Should migrants be allowed to bring their follicles with them into the country? Should we have gender-free follicles? Or should we be able to have whatever gender hair we want? What do you think on the subject of follicles? Here's the number. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got supermarket own brand yoghurt and earth-moving equipment. Why do we need follicles? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. That was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So, the brilliant new iPhone's finally here. But which network do you go for? What if you could get one that lets you keep any data you haven't used? Or change your plan whenever you want? New Sky Mobile. With the new iPhone. Now there's an idea. The perfect network for your perfect phone. Sky. Believe in better.
Redeem data per 1 gigabyte and use within 3 years. 12-month minimum term. Downgrades effective month following selection.
Trade Point. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with 2 lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new Trade Point catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. Trade
Point. Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter S. S is for super simple. The ease of choosing a great Mazda car, because our cars are available with 0% APR. For example, the Mazda 2, Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are available with 0% APR personal contract purchase. So whichever Mazda you pick, you'll get a great deal. Super simple. Visit Mazda.co.uk. Mazda. Drive together. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. Excludes all new Mazda CX-5, 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, the M69 is closed northbound. Queuing traffic there due to a serious accident with a lorry and a van involved. That's between Junction 1 and the M1 for Junction 21. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M42. That's southbound between Junction 6 and Junction 5 around Solihull. And elsewhere in Newport, the M4 is closed eastbound. We are seeing queuing traffic there due to a serious multi-vehicle accident that is affecting you between Junction 24 and Junction 23 for the M48. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any 2 tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability, varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
Status report, Mr. Spock.
Captain, I'm picking up distress signals from the neutral zone. We're getting numerous reports of a giant Borg armada armed with Thalaron radiation warheads headed straight for Earth.
What are your orders, Captain?
Well, Mr. Sulu, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I boldly go where no radio presenter has gone before. Exploring all the biggest news stories and seeking out intelligent conversation.
It's speech radio, Julia, but not as you know it.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Now, there is much going on today. Nicola Sturgeon will be addressing the SNP conference in Scotland, of course. You'd expect her to be doing that, given that she's in charge of the conference, because she's Nicola Sturgeon, head of the SNP. So that's going on as well. There is the Harvey Weinstein story, which continues to be horrible. There is the government's race audit. Now, we were talking about this earlier a bit, the government's race audit. They have commissioned, statistics, really. Well, so they commissioned a report to look into the statistics as to disparity between the races in this country. Some of the figures we were talking about earlier. Key stage two, this is primary level, of course. 71% of Chinese primary school pupils meet the expected standard for reading, writing and maths, compared with 54% of white British pupils and just 13% of white gypsy pupils. We were talking about this with Rupert Myers of GQ as well. Is it all down to ethnicity? Is it down to race, or is it more to do with socio-economic factors, demographics, that kind of thing, because there are disparities across the country. Anyway, the government have issued that report. What I'm getting at is that there's a hell of a lot going on in the news today. And you know what? It's all quite complicated, isn't it, Chloe?
I can't get my head around it.
Oh, you're just like Cornelius. He can't get his head around it either. But that's because he's thick. But anyway,
But I'm not.
No, exactly. You just can't get your head around it for a different reason. Now, the problem is, of course, that current affairs is very complicated and it needs figuring out. And we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using short form oriental verse, Japanese poetry, if you like. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
NHS future is precarious. It was nice while it lasted.
The news in haikus. Now, today marks the 25th World Mental Health Day. One in four British adults will experience mental illness at some point each year. That is roughly 13 million people. The awareness of mental health is increasing, of course, thanks to high-profile people like the royal family getting involved, people talking about it, not being afraid to talk about it anymore. Richard Bai is co-founder of the cycling organisation Fat Lad at the Back. We've had them on the show before, actually, for very different reasons, but we can talk about that. Richard on the line. Hi, Richard.
Hello there. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for joining us. So, first of all, tell us very quickly about Fat Lad at the Back.
Quite simply, that was my nickname for all of my early cycling years. And when I couldn't find a kit to fit me, I went and had my own made. So we make cycle wear for Every size of individual, large or small.
Indeed. I remember talking, I think I spoke to your wife, maybe it was, about this, I think.
Yes, it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
A while ago. So look, but it ties in, doesn't it? Because talking about in yourself and your own mental illness, you were, is this right, you were a business executive at IBM. And then what happened, Richard?
Well, we sold our company into IBM back in 2009, and in 2010, basically, just the sheer workload of integrating into a business of that size, I was just exhausted.
Yeah.
And my own personal journey was that I hit the wall in March of that year, which followed, what followed was 6 months of a hell of a load of torment and dark days whilst I pulled myself out of it, really.
And what were the symptoms, Richard? When did you first start noticing something was wrong?
It was actually a very sudden event. I was stood on stage giving a presentation, one which I'd given hundreds of times, literally it was just an immediate. I understand why it's called hitting the wall, because it literally was like walking into a wall. Just everything stopped.
Right.
I couldn't think. I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe. It was like just an immediate onset of huge panic. It was just like a shutdown.
Right, and what happened?
I'd never experienced anything like it prior to that moment. So it was a complete out of the blue event, which was shocking in itself.
Did you have any idea what it was? Because I'm talking to people with mental health support, when this sort of thing happened, the first thing they assume is heart attack or something.
Yeah, I really didn't know. I guess, looking back over the preceding years, there'd been signs and kind of indications of things like this, but I'd never kind of looked into them or understood. But this was such a huge moment in that moment in time. I just had no idea. I mean, I couldn't understand it. When I was a kid, I was an actor. I used to do a lot of amateur dramatics. I used to play in orchestras. I used to sing in bands. Being on stage is something which I was absolutely second nature to me.
Yeah.
So being stood up there and suddenly having the shutdown and not being able to continue, it was completely alien in every respect.
And you mentioned there were sort of signs early on which you wouldn't have attributed to it at all. But just in case people are listening, as it was World Mental Health Day, and it's worth discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those signs?
Yeah.
I mean, because people might have already had them. What are those sort of little indications that something might be coming down the line?
Yeah, well, I mean, in previous years, it was as you described. In fact, it was you mentioning it, which kind of jogged my memory really of the earlier ones. But it felt very much like a heart attack, a really intense pain in my chest. And on one particular occasion, and I had no idea that this is what it was at the time. But on one particular occasion, it happened in the middle of the night. I ended up having to ring the NHS helpline, giving my symptoms. An ambulance came, rushed me off to hospital. And a big panic attack in the ambulance on the way there.
Yeah.
But after lots of tests and everything else, that's basically what it was. That's what it came out to be.
It's funny,
but
isn't it?
Wasn't really described as that at the time. That was
that's
the thing. It wasn't described as that at the time. In fact, the doctor said that I pulled muscles in my chest wall. I don't even know what that means.
That's what I was going to say. What's funny about it in that sense is that's a mental illness, but it manifesting physically.
Physically, absolutely. Yeah, it does. It's because, I mean, I can't give you too much science behind it because I don't really understand it all. But basically, the brain as a unit, there is something called the amygdala gland. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Okay.
And it's the oldest part of the brain. It's the part of the brain which would have basically fought or ran away from dinosaurs way back. And it's the oldest developed part of the brain. And that kind of controls this fight or flight mentality. And basically, at the moment that you think you should run, the brain will push all of its energy towards the bits that it needs. So your legs, your arms, your heart, which is why you get the racing in your chest, because your brain is preparing your body to run. But of course, as you're stood there as a normal human being trying to do a normal job, you're kind of like, why is all of this happening to me all of a sudden? My arms feel tingly, my legs are wobbly, my chest is beating hard. What the hell's going on? And actually, it's just your brain going, I'm preparing you to run away from the situation because it's a scary place to be.
Right. And
I'm sure there are more qualified people listening to this going, really?
but it's your experience, isn't it? That's the point. It's your experience. Yeah, and the reason it's important to talk to people who've been through it, so I didn't realise it was the 25th World Mental Health Day today as well, is because people have their stories. And that's what reaches out to people, I think. And it's why stories, when Prince Harry was talking about his, when his mum died and all that kind of stuff, it's that people respond to often rather than medical people just saying, well, these are the symptoms. You know, it's people's stories. How did you turn it around, Richard? What happened after that?
I went through a few months of counselling to A, understand and deal with the effects of panic as it came on. The long lasting effects of that of those moments or those few months is that I still suffer from anxiety in certain situations, but it's only in certain situations where I know what those situations are going to be, so I can kind of work around them now.
Right.
And I took another kind of counselling route, which was to really understand why that particular moment had caused me. I was exhausted at the time, which was certainly the cause of it. I was just working too hard and too many hours, and that kind of opened up these weaknesses. But I wanted to understand what those weaknesses were inside me. So what were the things in that room which had kind of become raw in that moment to kind of create that that effect? So I had a different counselling route for that. But really, the only thing which kind of changed it was when I got strong enough to be able to start talking to people about it.
Yeah.
And then I realized in talking about it that actually there are so many people that go through it, and that in itself gives you confidence. And then it puts you in, and then you have to put yourself in the positions where you had the attack. So, you know, when I was giving a presentation, it was slide 5. I was about 8.5 minutes into the deck. I know all of this because my brain recorded it all to the second at the time. So whenever I'm approaching slide 5 now, when I'm giving a presentation, it's a scary moment because my brain is saying you need to run from this. You know, it's like when you fall off your bike when you're riding your bike as a kid. You'll always be more careful around that corner because your brain will remember when that happened. So just practice through those situations, being very honest with the team and the people that are around you that something might happen, so they know to support you if you end up having a bit of a wobble. Even today, I've been in a presentation at an airport today, and I'm over in Europe at the moment, and I'm feeling a little bit wobbly, but I'm there with a colleague who kind of understands what the signs are. So it's really talking about it to give yourself the confidence, talking to the people around you, having counselling through it, I suppose.
All right, Richard, look, thanks for joining us and telling a story there, because people listening who might be in a similar situation, you know, every little bit helps, and especially, you know, it's World Mental Health Day. And that's Richard Bye from Fat Lad at the Back. They do cycling gear. I talked about that before on the programme. But anyway, look, if you want to get help with that, of course, online will be the place to start. If you Google World Mental Health Day, there are organisations that can help you with it if you are feeling that way. Now, Victoria's here with the news. Apologies for being slightly late because of that, but we will be bringing you bonus news, and I think we might have a couple of guests for you to take us up till 4 o'clock. This afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
A government investigation shows major inequalities between different racial groups in the UK. One of its findings is that ethnic minorities are underrepresented at senior levels across the public sector. Theresa May has described the audit as a world first and says its discoveries will be uncomfortable. The chief executive of the Black Training and Enterprise Group, Jeremy Crook, welcomes it.
There is a lot of people who deny the fact that there is discrimination and bias in society, and having the data in one place that's transparent and easy to understand is really helpful.
United Utilities has been fined £300,000 for providing water unfit for human consumption. Hundreds of thousands of people in Lancashire had to boil their tap water before drinking it for almost 3 weeks in the summer of 2015 because of a parasite. The government is pledging to help keep redundancies to a minimum as Britain's biggest defence contractor says it plans to cut almost 2,000 jobs. Business Minister Claire Perry has told the Commons none will be finalised until a 30-day consultation process is finished. A court has heard the ex-boyfriend of TOWIE star Fern McCann threw acid three times during an attack in a packed nightclub. Arthur Collins and a second man deny all the charges against them after what happened in East London on Easter Monday. And Syria's chances of reaching a first ever World Cup are over. They lost their Asia Zone playoff to Australia. The weather, heavy rain and strong winds affecting western and northwestern areas this evening. Mostly dry in the south with lows of 1 degree. Tomorrow that blustery wet weather will turn patchy and clear all but by the southeast by evening, highs of 16 degrees. There's more news in 22 minutes.
Sorry, Victoria. Apologies for that. We had a technical issue with a phone line. Victoria's, though, here now with the bonus news. So there's more now.
Yes, John.
And today we bring you not animal, not vegetable.
No.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Bonus news covering everything that wasn't in the actual news. If it's happening in the world of minerals, Victoria's your gal.
So, starting off with a classic smuggling story. Indian authorities have discovered 29 passengers using rectal concealment to smuggle 10 kilos of gold into India from Sri Lanka. And there were more than just these passengers trying to smuggle.
Because we talked about gold in a bottom the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, this is a different case.
Yeah.
But some of the other people on the plane, there are about 10 others, had to wedge the pieces, which range from 30 to 600 grams, into their hand luggage or into children's pushchairs.
Yeah.
And the total value of the haul was 30 million rupees, which was about £35,000. So it was all confiscated and taken away.
Wow. What have they done with it?
Seized it.
It's just seized it?
Yeah. It's a proceed of crime, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Anyway, palladium has beaten platinum for the first time in 16 years.
Palladium?
Yes.
That's a theatre in London.
No, it's also a mineral. And my brother's wedding ring is made out of palladium.
Really?
So is Chloe's wedding ring made out of palladium.
Is it Chloe? Hang on, Chloe through the glass.
Bring it in.
Yeah?
Your wedding ring's made out of palladium?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Why is that amazing?
Well, I don't...
It's a theatre.
Oh, has it beat platinum? That's great news.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Go on, palladium.
Yeah. What's it beat platinum at?
So, I think traditionally it's been seen as a better value version of platinum. But now, their prices have moved above platinum for the first time since 2001. So, apparently, platinum is now $11 less.
Yes.
Per ounce.
That's a good... I mean, the reason it's rare, palladium, is that you can only get it in specific places, like the bones of Bruce Forsyth.
That's not true. Lying.
That's where you get it from.
And
so, congratulations, Chloe. You've got a ring made out of the bones of Bruce Forsyth.
It's a good investment.
That's excellent news. Hey,
once your marriage falls apart, your quid's in.
Yeah.
Oh. That's very offensive on multiple counts.
Nice, is it?
Chloe.
Oh.
It's a joke. Anyway.
Nice to see your ring. To see it nice.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
And I'll start running this in my entertainment news later, but Love Island star Chris Hughes is letting fans in on a little joke, promoting mineral water, where in the ad it looks like he cries into the bottle, and it's got the tagline, mineral water infused with a Chris Hughes tear. But, as you've just been talking about Mental Health Day, this is part of a campaign to highlight mental health, and apparently 84% of men in the UK say they bottle up their emotions.
That's quite clever, then, what they've done there, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've done an interview with Chris, so I'm going to clip that up. Might not have time for four now, because you can't run to time, but, yeah, we'll see.
Oh.
If it's not at 4pm, it'll be at 5.
Mineral News.
And there you are, Victoria there with today's Mineral News. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right. She'll be back tomorrow with Animal News. Good.
Right. Animal News.
Yeah. Next, we will be talking film. There's a new film. It's called Double Date. It is out on the 13th of October. It stars Michael Socha and Danny Morgan. They're going to be talking to us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
The power of the badge is really important. I think as soon as we walk into a classroom as Manchester United, we automatically capture their imagination and their interest. A lot of the stuff that we've introduced has been around learning about spelling.
We had to throw a ball into the bucket, then go and get a letter off him and give him a high five.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to literacy. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
Okay, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's check to 80800.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
This weekend, England's two most successful clubs go head-to-head at Anfield on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. Liverpool and Man United battle it out in one of football's biggest rivalries. Upgrade today for this weekend's action and enjoy more top clashes including Everton v Arsenal, Spurs v Liverpool and Man United v Spurs. Live only on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now £18 a month. Search new Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply. Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, the M69 is still closed northbound. Slow traffic there due to a serious accident. A lorry and a van involved between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Burbage. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a broken down van on the M5 that's southbound between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Oldbury. And at Newport, the M4 remains closed eastbound, queuing traffic due to a serious multi-vehicle accident. This is between Junction 24 and Junction 23 for the M48. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Phew! Balloons done just in time. Lucky I already sorted the party suites with this co-op offer. Any two tubs of Cadbury's Heroes, Roses, Quality Street or Celebrations for just £9. Another deal for you from the co-op. 660 to 750 grams, subject to availability. Varieties of stock. See participating stores for details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great Whale Tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio. I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I told you a massive lie. I was under the impression we were going to have two guests, count them, two guests, two actor guests to promote their film that's coming out. However, we were trying to get hold of them, we can't, because they were going to be down the line talking to us on an ISDN.
We'll get you and all your lingo.
Yep, that's right. But they're not there, so we won't be doing that at all.
Have I sent an email?
Yeah, oh, but is it a stroppy email?
What's that?
That's twice today they botched that, isn't it? All right.
I've pulled it off.
Anyway, so what we're going to do instead is, well, it's lucky that we're a professional outfit. For we have many other things to do. Well, one other thing to do. It's Tuesday, which means our game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Now, I will explain it to you. So, it's very much like the game of Buckaroo. Are you familiar with the game of Buckaroo? Well, you know, it's like you've got a plastic donkey, isn't it? That's what you've got. And what you do is you pile stuff on the donkey until such time as the donkey kicks off. Kicks off! And throws all the pieces to the floor. And if that happens to you when you hang your tool upon the donkey, by which I mean a hat or a spade or some rope or something, not your... I don't put that anywhere near a donkey. But... it's like that, but with a millennial. So the idea is you hang trigger phrases on the millennial until it kicks off and runs to its safe space. That's how it's going to work. Let's meet today's contestants. They're live in the studio, actually. It's Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hello, John.
Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm Harry. I'm here working on this show.
Good.
And I'm surprisingly getting paid for it as well.
Oh, I know. Look at that. It's never happened before, has it? That's amazing. Let's meet contestant number two.
Hello, Sam.
From?
Eltham.
Excellent.
Yeah, there you go. And he's travelled all the way in.
All the way in.
All the way in from Eltham.
That's all right. More specific, third floor.
That's right, yeah.
It's the third floor of Eltham.
Third floor of Eltham.
What happens on the third floor of Eltham? What do they do up there?
Shady stuff.
Is it really? It's shady, stuff that no one else wants to touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens on the third floor here, though, where you are?
Oh, it's sales, promotions.
Yeah. The exciting stuff, isn't it?
All the exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's all the stuff that pays the bills, isn't it?
You got
it. You're kind of the most important person in the building, frankly.
Well, I don't like to brag, but something along those lines.
Well, here's what's going to happen, okay? We're taking in turns going between the two of you, all right? And I have various phrases, as I said, trigger phrases, if you like, that will make the millennial kick off. That's it. And it goes between you. Each of them are worth points. Now, if you get to 21, that's bad. You don't want to get to 21, because that's when the millennial kicks it all off and you lose. So if you're ready to play, here we go with today's Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we are. All right, then. So it's Harry versus Sam. So just because we spoke to Harry first, no other reason. Here's two phrases to choose from. Cornelius is going to be keeping score, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Do you want to hang on to that millennial, onto its frail back, trans-racist pronoun shaming, or no-platformed glutenist behaviour?
I will go, just because I can't remember the first one already.
Yeah.
The second one, which I also can't remember either.
No platform glutenist behaviour, yes. Which, Sam, leaves you with trans-racist pronoun shaming. And I can tell you that they're both worth...
Five points. Oh. 5 points week after the first round.
5 points.
So that's why I write it down early.
Yeah, of course. I like that.
Okay. Sam, you're choosing first on this round.
Okay.
Are you going to go for... gender apologetic neutralism... or non-specific femiziety appropriation?
Right, much like Harry.
Yeah.
Can't really recall the exact words, but I'm going to go with the second one.
The second one, non-specific femiziety appropriation. That is worth 4 points.
4 points.
Which leaves Harry on gender apologetic neutralism. 6 points.
Oh.
Cornelius, what's the score?
Well, thanks for asking, John. Harry is currently on 11, whilst Sam is ahead with 9.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It's Harry first this time.
Okay.
Will you choose pre-op vegan validity, or hashtag cliffs of Dover so white.
Just because I can remember it. Hashtag cliffs of Dover so white.
3 points.
Damn it.
Oh, Sam leaves you with the other one. Pre-op vegan, 3 points.
Oh, cool.
What are the scores?
Harry.
I mean, you just had to add three. It's not that.
Yeah, well, the nine's the tough one, isn't it?
What?
Harry has 14, while Sam is still ahead with 12.
Right.
Good. Good maths.
Sam first this time, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to choose neutral microaggressive cis neutral microaggressive cis consensual fidget spinner of colour?
Right.
Or you're right, Harry.
I'm all right. Yeah.
LBGTBNQ. It's a sort of DIY op.
I'll go with the first. I think
the first one is worth 2 points.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, that is.
That's a good score.
Harry.
Oh, mine's worth negative points.
1 point.
Ooh, nearly.
Oh,
we are going to be doing this for ages.
Wow, the scores are tightening up, but can you even say that anymore?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Harry has 15. Sam, wincing ahead with just a whisker of 14.
Right, okay. I'm back over to Harry to choose on this round.
Okay.
Are you going to go for the millennial phrase passive bilateral gender splaining?
That's a good one. Yeah. It is a good one, isn't it? That's a good one.
Or
are you bluffing? I don't know.
Virtue signaled privilege spreading.
Virtue signaled privilege spreading, please.
Damn it.
3 points.
Oh, no.
And your Sam was worth 2 points.
I'll get
2 points in that. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Final round.
You don't know that because you don't know how much the.
I do. Is it?
Well, that means that these.
Yeah, well,
one of these is at least worth.
Yeah.
7 points.
Well, we'll see,
which
won't
is
we?
Much more than all the other words.
Well,
let's
see. Whose goes it first?
Sam's.
It'll be Sam.
Mine. Fluid, libero, gender intolerant. Hormone or race struggle trigger splaining?
I'm going to go for the hormone.
The hormone?
One. Yeah. 4 points.
4 points.
Oh. Now.
Well, I was one away from 21, so if it were to go to another round, which we know it won't,
yeah,
you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
I know, though, Harry's probably going to get. Yeah. Probably, is it a really large comedy number?
Mm.
Is it?
Like in the hundreds at least?
Yeah.
It's 400 points!
Oh! Oh! What are the chances?
Cornelius has been adding up the scores. What are the scores,
Cornelius? Sam has won with 20.
He's
very close to 21.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry just slightly overstepped the line with 480.
Well played. Snowflake Buckaroo, it's on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. So that's almost it from us today. It only remains for Sam Delaney to come into the studio and tell us what's coming up on his programme with you from 4 for Drive. He's holding a can of baked beans that have been personalised for him.
Holding aloft,
yes.
Parading them in.
This is a personal high point in an already, as you'll all know, auspicious career.
Yes, indeed.
I have today reached its peak, its apex, if you will, because a PR company have sent me a tin of beans, baked beans with my own name on, forcing me like a slack-jawed imbecile to take photos of them of it and tweet it. And now talk about it on the radio.
And you've done it.
Well done, the PR industry.
Good on you for not naming the brand, which is probably
to
what
you,
they wanted.
PR industry. And they are rich in flavour and fibre.
Yeah, I had a similar experience once. I don't think it beats beans. I had a bottle of HP sauce sent to me with me on, like my photograph. Ditto a pack of Pringles.
Oh.
So I don't know where we stand
in the food
in the food PR personalised stakes. I don't
know. Well, you win. Clearly, you win. You know what you're saying. You've bested me. And I came in here like the cock of the north, and now I feel you're very much.
Here's the question. Are you actually going to open them or keep it as an ornament?
No, I'm going to open these, but I'm going to save them for when Victoria comes in to do the news, and because she likes to eat them cold from the can using her fist. Her paw to scoop them out directly into her lovely mouth. Now, let's talk. I don't know.
I got up
really, really early this morning.
You did Sky News, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You did.
And now this whole beans thing on top of that.
Can
imagine I'm not quite thinking straight. We will be talking about this racial commission report. Ransom Bantz. You know, are you familiar with the work of Ransom Bantz?
He's very
popular with the kids. He's a YouTuber and he is Vice's political correspondent. He'll be talking about life as a young black man in the UK and what he thinks about this report. We'll also be joined in the studio by Nigel Evans, MP, who'll be getting stuck into Grant Shapps.
Yep.
And Natasha Devon, MBE, will be here talking about World Mental Health Day.
Splendid. All on the way after 4 o'clock with you. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.